The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Who delivered the medical school cadavers to the alumni dinner? Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear. Every spring, the toilets explode.
You're talking about
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat. With liberty and fraternity for all.
Paul Perillo.
I won't go schizo, will I?
It's a distinct possibility.
And Andy. And Andy?
You guys up for a toga party?
Toga! Toga!
Andy Hart.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
Eric Scalavino.
7 years of college down the drain.
For now, anyway.
Okay, this guy is a real zero, that's true. Just think back to when you guys were freshmen, huh? I myself was so obnoxious, the seniors used to beat me up once a week. So this guy is a total loser? Well, let me tell you the story of another loser.
PFW in Progress.
A stupid gesture be done on somebody's part. We're just the guys to do it.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
Let's go! Come on!
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress, the last day of minicamp here at Gillette Stadium, and the players got a special treat, an unannounced canceled practice. Players got out there in full garb, ankles taped, wrist taped, everything taped, and they said, go out, go home. Well, not go home, but leave the practice field, you're all set. Much to the glee of all the players. They had no idea. They truly did not know that Bill Belichick was going to give them a practice day off.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Nor did we.
Yeah, nor did we.
The media was all in the holding pattern down right. The bottom of the stairs. We were waiting, and then one of the members of the media relations department, Aaron Salkin, directed us to move back a little ways, and all of a sudden the players started coming out. I looked at Andy. I said, I wonder if this is one of those things that they were so sloppy and whatnot that Belichick just sent them off the field, and all of a sudden we started seeing them come down, and you know the coaches are chatting away, smiling. The players are, and Andy goes, "They ain't in trouble," and he was right.
It really is a good feeling to have the control over these guys' lives, where you cancel practice and like you know it's the best thing since sliced bread. You know,
that really isn't
that's
that big
a lot
deal.
Of power.
But it really isn't that big a deal. I mean, so you're out an hour and a half earlier. You know, like, if you think about it, it's a mental thing
right.
more than, like, an actual.
Sure.
But you would have thought Bill just said, you don't have to climb Everest
right.
tonight.
Right.
That's the reaction, even though it's the same as every other practice. They've practiced a million times in their lives. It lasts about 2 hours. You sweat a little, and then you go home.
Right.
But yeah. They did have a 1:15 team meeting. That is apparently over because Branch was out on the field working with Harold Nash. So I think they're done. Rozay Dowling said he told them they could, you know, get home a day early or whatever.
They're done, but we're just starting. PFW in Progress will be here until 4 o'clock in this very special mini-camp edition of PFW in Progress. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. So we didn't get to see practice today. There's nothing to wrap up in terms of that.
We did talk to players after
I was just going to say, however, players did come out. I saw Rozay Dowling out there. Devin McCourty was out there. Deion Branch was out there. And Bobby Carpenter
yes.
was out there.
And Carpenter made me laugh because everybody, clearly Bill told them that on some level that he was happy with the offseason. They kept saying, you know, great work we've done this offseason or what we've accomplished this offseason, not just this week, but the totality of all the OTAs and everything. And then Bobby Carpenter goes, I don't know, maybe it's because we were so bad the last couple days. He just wanted to get us out of here sooner. He was obviously joking, but I mean, I like Bobby Carpenter.
You do?
I don't know if he's going to make the team.
Why?
I don't know. He just seems like a nice guy.
Because he looks like a Viking?
Well, you have this image. Oh, he's got this long hair. He's probably a douchebag. But he's not. He seems like a nice guy.
Why is it that people with long hair are douchebags?
I don't know.
What do you can't mean, win with a quarterback with long hair.
Well, that's fact, not opinion. But I think Bobby Carpenter might fit in here.
He's mad at that because if he ever had long hair, he'd look like a bowling ball with a mop on it.
You'll know that Ocho told him the plays if the cornerbacks line up in the wrong spot.
Paul laughed.
He's a suck-up. He'll laugh at anything you say.
You're right, Fred.
All right, so other than that, I mean, what is there to talk about?
Jake Ballard?
Well,
the funny part to me about Andy's little thing with the long hair before you move on to real stuff, before we got on the air, he was trying to tell me how much I hate everybody and everything. What am I mad at today? Which is totally ridiculous. And then he comes out and says, well, you see the long hair and you think he's probably a douche. Now, how a guy who automatically looks at someone with long hair and thinks that they're probably a douche is telling someone else that they hate everybody.
I also think that people from Ohio State, I generally assume, might be douches.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have a bad,
as long as you're,
bad you opinion know, of that place.
You have some rationale behind it. That's good. But Andy's right. They claimed Jake Ballard
and
off waivers.
And, you know, this was very, very interesting because it would seem that, you know, with the injury Ballard had that the and the production that he had, that the Giants were just kind of, you know, hoping that he or planning on him clearing waivers and then re-signing him after that and then putting him on IR. But, Andy, I don't really completely understand it. Explain, you know, why the Giants were doing it the way they did and why they couldn't just put him on IR right away and how that
has,
all...
At this time of year, if you have to put the guy through waivers.
Because he's only 2 years in, right?
Yeah. Because he's not a vested veteran or whatever. Right. At this point in his career, and they assumed he was going to slide through.
It's not a re-signing thing. It's
yeah.
It's what, Andy said.
What do they call it?
It's a procedural thing.
And he, there's a term they always use for it. But I mean, it's essentially what happened with the kid out of Iowa. Now, why can't I think of his name?
Herman. Brad Herman.
Patriots placed him on waivers. Now he's on IR. No one claimed him. Now Ballard has played in the league for a couple of years. Had a decent year last year. Made some plays against the Patriots, made some plays in the Super Bowl before he went out. So it's a little different. It's not an undrafted rookie. But, you know, it's all the talk is the unwritten rule. Is there an unwritten rule? You don't do this with another team when they're trying to do. You know, the Giants want to add a player, apparently. I don't get it. If you wanted Jake Ballard, I don't understand why you were in such a need to have 90 instead of 89 healthy
players.
Well,
and that's what there was an alternative for the Giants, and that was to keep him on the roster.
Till the end of camp, right. And then place him on PUP, IR, whatever.
Right. Yeah, and I'd like to think that teams could get by with 89 players
when you had to get by on 80 before.
You know, whatever many years, the limit was 80. So now it's 90 for them, 89. So you still had 9 extra players to work with.
Jerry Reese effed up. Based on the tone of Tom Coughlin and everything, Jerry Reese.
And I also wanted to say that, too. You know, there was some talk yesterday that Coughlin seemed very irritated with the Patriots claiming him and poised to sort of go off, but then sort of thought better of it and stuck with a more politically correct answer or, you know.
Diplomatic.
More diplomatic approach. I listened to it and heard the audio myself. I think he's angry at Jerry Reese. I think he's angry more at the situation of losing him and the fact that they did it this way than he was the Patriots. Now, listen, I know that he's probably not thrilled that the Patriots claimed him, but I think Tom Coughlin probably looks at it as like, well, that's a risk. That's the risk you take when you do it this way, and it was an unnecessary risk. That's the tone that I read from Coughlin and listening to how he said it yesterday. He seemed more upset with his own people than he was with the Patriots.
And then Jerry Reese talked to the media yesterday, and he was like, you know, I can explain it, you know, why it happened, but I'm not going to. You know, well, it happened because you outsmarted yourself. So Jake Ballard, now, I've also seen people commenting on the website and tweeting about a Patriots fans that, oh, this is a great move. You know, now they can have these three tight ends this year once – I'm not going out on a limb by saying he ain't playing this year,
right.
Correct?
He had microfracture surgery in addition to his ACL surgery.
This is solely 2013 we're talking about.
If they sign him to a long-term deal, because he's only on a one-year contract, I believe.
No, but he'll be an exclusive rights free agent. He'll be their property in 2013.
Right, but I mean,
as long as they tender him, he'll be here.
I believe he'll be a restricted free agent. but pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, whatever. He's going
to
be a Patriot.
They still have to re-sign him, though. That's
my point. And the reason, Andy, that I wanted to make this stipulation is because it has been erroneously reported in some of the local papers. I think the Globe in particular. I've been told by someone who knows these things that if he'll spend the year on IR here in New England, that will be an accrued season. He will become a restricted free agent when that's over. So I just wanted to clear that up. That's the only reason why I jumped in there.
But he's going to be on the Patriots in 2013. It's Josh Barrett all over again. It's the same thing they did with Josh Barrett and how they got Josh Barrett, except the timing's a little different. Josh Barrett was in training camp. The Broncos wanted a roster spot. Josh McDaniels tried to sneak him through waivers. Bill Belichick claimed him. So, I mean, there's no difference there. The thing I want to clarify is he's Jake Ballard. At best, in my opinion, he's a number two tight end. I just, the tone of everybody after we claimed him was almost like, whoa, they got Rob Gronkowski 2.0 off of waivers.
But I think the reaction
is, guy.
What Patriots fans remember of Ballard is that regular season catch he made down the seam that won that game for them. Basically.
And the touchdown, too.
And the touchdown. And then...
but were those like anything that you would sit there and say, we've got to get that guy?
No. If we got every receiver that burned this defense last year, boy, we're going to need about 300 more roster spots.
I mean, the touchdown catch was absolutely routine, and the one down the seam was a good catch.
I just think he's on this team, at best, he's your third tight end behind Hernandez and Gronkowski, and he's competing with Fells. I mean, he and Fells, to me, are the same type of person, a pro-caliber backup tight end.
But he is a good complement to Hernandez in that he's a blocker.
He's big.
A bigger guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So as a good third tight end, that's what you like to have here.
He's
a big guy who
the
can
exact
block.
Same size as Gronk, which is why people are making that
and
comparison.
And he's shown that, you know, I don't know, he only had like 4 or 5 touchdowns last year.
Yeah,
but he is a guy that comes up in big situations, and I think that's what turned the Patriots on. You know, he's done it in big situations before.
Sure. I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's a fine move. I just don't know the long term if he's going to be any great impact guy on this team, especially microfracture. I know we've come a ways from your career ends when you have microfracture, but still kind of a big deal. It's not a straight ACL. It's ACL and microfracture. Now, Bill Belichick said he looks good. He was here yesterday, and he looks good for a guy who had surgery in February. But sometimes these microfractures, you see the guy goes back in to get something cleaned up, and then I'm just...
And now, the waiver system, correct me if I'm, but it's the same order as the season ended. So the Patriots were the last team before he cleared, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be free. And then all of a sudden he gets to the Patriots at 31 and they take him.
Well, it's interesting though, because right before we came on the air, there were some tweets from, I forgot who originally sent it, but that, I think journalists said that he had spoken to at least 8 different teams who said they had interest in claiming Ballard, were either thinking about it or almost pulled the trigger or whatever. So it's not like New England apparently was the only team that wanted to do this.
The only one that did it.
And just so you know, I don't believe it actually occurs like the Giants are sitting watching a ticker and like, ooh, 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 ooh,
no,
ooh,
no.
Oh, the Rams passed on him. Ooh, ooh. They just find out these teams claimed him or didn't claim him and he was awarded to this person.
Yeah, like, my guess like is they find out all of the teams at once.
Right, at 4 o'clock when the process, because you don't have to claim him in order.
They don't click off. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You claim him, you either will claim him or won't.
Right.
You tell them who you're going to cut to put him on your roster or whatever, and so it's not like they saw that they thought they had worked, and then all of a sudden the Patriots swooped in.
And it's not
they
like the Patriots knew that nobody else claimed them, so they took a shot.
Right.
They put it in, and then they say, well, we'll see if anybody else claims them.
Right. Yeah, they could have claimed him, and
they
might have never known because 17
other
teams claimed him,
right.
And the worst one got him.
Okay. So that's out there.
Interesting, though. It was an interesting move in an interesting situation.
Yep.
Speaking of the tight ends, Rob Gronkowski, 21st best player in the National Football League.
You've been keeping close watch on that.
Yes, because when I want to mock something, I like to know in detail what I'm mocking. So, last night there were two players we knew ahead of time because of the information released by the league, the NFL Network, that there were going to be two Patriots from 21 to 30, and they were higher, Rob Gronkowski and then Wes Welker. They were back-to-back 21-22.
And I believe it was I who said on Tuesday.
I believe it was I, Fred Kirsch.
Who said on Tuesday, what if Hernandez isn't in the list at all?
I think we guaranteed he wasn't in the list. Everybody thought that it was going to be Waters and Hernandez, and then Welker and Gronkowski were higher. I didn't think either of those guys were on the list. I didn't think there was any chance that two of their tight ends in their second season were in the top 30.
Is 21 too low for Gronkowski?
If it's just off of 2011, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
Well, I think it but is it too isn't. Low. But it's of 2012. So I don't even know what it
what?
Is. It's like a projection for the season coming up. Like everything else in the NFL, the dates get you confused. Like, is the Pro Bowl? Was this the 2012 Pro Bowl?
Yeah, I hate when they
but
do that.
I, Pro Bowl. Fred, to answer your question,
because they contradict themselves.
I think
there.
It's a little low. Not, I mean, not. It's not a travesty or anything. I think it's a little low. And I guess the one thing that everybody's up in arms about, Andy,
Patriots fans are going to be PO'd because apparently Jimmy Graham's going to be higher than him, which is ridiculous.
And I think that's right for Patriots fans to be up in arms about that because
Gronkowski's the better all around.
I mean, even if you want to say it's a wash,
better pass catcher.
Even if you want to say it's a wash receiving wise, it's not a wash, and it's nothing even close to a wash blocking wise.
Right.
So Gronk should be ahead of.
But
Jimmy
even if
Graham.
You say just on the receiving, if it's based on last year. He had a better year. He had more yards and more touchdowns and more receptions.
He had a better year than any tight end ever.
Did he?
Right.
I don't know.
Best but he definitely two out of three
but I know
he beat him.
I mean, they put him back in the end of the game so he could get that the yardage record, and we know he had the touchdown.
No, Paul. Personal records don't mean anything on this team.
Must you mock everything?
If he's the genius he's supposed to be.
There's another one that's angry, by the way, and not me.
Well, you two are both angry all the time.
I'm never angry.
Bill Belichick's press conference ends, and you two have to be like
especially when
separated for a few minutes just to like fume and like come back down to earth.
I'm going to repeat the same thing, and I know this is what you wanted me to do anyway because you said, let's bring this up on the radio show.
I did.
I never have a problem with the answers. I have a problem with the questions. My problem is directed with the media's reaction toward a lot of the answers. I just don't understand why, if you were trying to do something in life, if you went to the store and ordered something, if I went to the store and
a woman was in front
of
me
in line, and I said, can I have a large Italian sub?
Kick her ass.
And they came back and they gave me a chicken parm, I wouldn't go, But that's what the media does. When they ask questions,
no,
they get answers to different questions.
If I were standing next to you, I would.
I don't have a problem.
And the guy goes, no, you have to eat this. You have to eat this. I'd be laughing.
I can't state this often enough. Bill has been the exact same way since he's been here. I've adjusted. I understand how he's going to be.
By not asking questions.
For the most part,
by giving up.
No, I've adjusted to those.
When the going gets tough, Paul quits.
Fred,
he goes to D'Angelo's.
Don't you understand the kinds of questions now that are going to elicit those kinds of answers?
Yes, absolutely.
So am I the idiot?
Wait, I don't. Because somebody asked, were the practices with the Saints productive a couple of years ago? And the answer was, we'll see. What? You can't see in the future something happened.
Well, he obviously
see, on that one, I think he
went to, as somebody aptly put it, he went to his Rolodex
the person who asked that question.
Of, pat answers, and he pushed the wrong
button
the
wrong
and gave
the
wrong generic answer on that.
But I think for the most part, you kind of know what you're going to get from Bill, and I don't think it's I really don't think it's that big of a problem. I don't think you necessarily need to rely on the head coach to get your insight.
But you don't know what you're going to get. But sometimes he plays along and sometimes he doesn't.
It's amazing to me.
He doesn't always say, what'd you like about Dennard, the way he plays.
But it's amazing to me how...
Has he ever played along in minicamp?
I don't know when he does and doesn't play along. I don't
we have
think
a lot
there's
of guys
a formula.
That are in various stages.
So I think you can't just assume he's not going to answer.
Right, like no, I don't.
At the Super Bowl, he was borderline giddy all week. So you never know when he's going to.
Not all week.
But that's
no,
Super
not
Bowl
all week.
This is minicamp. So that's
the week leading up to the Super Bowl.
But
in the end, it was bittersweet, like the ring
but
ceremony.
But that proves my point perfectly. Whether he's giddy or fourth or like sort of curt the way he was the last 2 days. To me, doesn't change really generally what he says.
Oh, I think it changes.
And I don't think that he gives you a whole lot of information.
Oh, yeah, I don't
But I don't really care about that because I think he's remarkably consistent. What I don't understand is why, just the reaction of the media to his stonewalling is like, I don't get that. And that's when you always say, I don't know why you get mad. I really don't get mad. I just don't understand why people think it's funny. When
I just told you, I think it's funny when other people get stonewalled. It's not me, so I'm laughing.
Well, like you,
I don't laugh when it's me.
You
I get
asked
angry.
You asked a very relevant question about
jerseys.
Wes Welker if he had talked to Wes Welker's agent, and he said, "We'll comply with the league rules on that." Now, you didn't laugh.
Right. But I would have if somebody else had asked.
Okay. Then maybe you're part of the problem. You're part of my ire.
Oh, he's definitely part of the problem.
You used the example. If you were walking down the street and somebody spit in your face, would you laugh? I said no, but if I were walking next to the guy who got spit in his face, I might laugh.
Would you laugh, Fred?
What?
If someone spit in your face?
No, nobody would laugh if somebody spit in their face.
I don't like the voluntary transmissal of bodily fluid. You know,
it's funny. I thought you liked butt bumping.
Anyway, I don't have a problem with the way Bill conducts his press conferences, and I haven't for a long time.
Because he sleeps through them.
Well, I'm not the one that totally missed a whole question, like a whole line of questioning.
Don't talk about Mike Reese that way.
You!
Oh.
And what did he say? I blacked out during that, and I'm like, that was kind of the whole press conference.
Well, I'm glad Paul's not upset at anything.
You know what time it is now.
All right, web radio at patriots.com.
I try to give them what they want.
We also
they don't want
another
it.
Topic I want to bring up is
Super Bowl rings.
No, well that, but
no, yeah, well yeah, that, but
AFC Championship rings, you mean?
Well, yeah,
but in the news again, he seems to figure out a way to do it at least every other week. Teddy Bruschi,
yes,
calling out Tim Tebow a little bit, or I don't know if he's calling out Tim Tebow or maybe calling out the Jets and how they're handling Tim Tebow, but you know, with all the media circus that's going on with their minicamp and Tim Tebow, Teddy Bruschi feels that Tim Tebow should disappear. And that's the way it should. The Jets should handle it, that he shouldn't even be talking to the media, to which Tim Tebow said, I'm just doing what they're telling me to do. I don't make these decisions. You know, they tell me I have to talk to the media, or then I go talk to the media. Now, today he was signing autographs for Jets fans because I guess they're allowed to come to their minicamp. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Along with every other team in the NFL.
Is that right?
Most teams? I'd say more than half of the teams have been tweeting about opening up their minicamp to the fans and tweeting out pictures and all that.
Okay.
They wearing jerseys at those minicamps by any chance?
They are. The Jets had their black jerseys on today. They're already in midseason form. The defense had the black jerseys on. Apparently they had a good week.
Okay. Well, anyway, you know, Teddy. Now, a lot of people have criticized Teddy Bruschi. I've been reading on Twitter that butting his nose in other places, and just because that's the way things were done in New England doesn't mean it has to be done everywhere else. So, what do you guys think about all that?
I'm with Teddy.
You're with Teddy. He should disappear.
I think punt personal protector should not be.
Yeah, he just says that because he hates Tebow, Fred.
Right. Well, that's true.
That's the only reason he says that.
Yeah, I can't disagree.
I don't agree that Teddy should keep his mouth shut. I mean, that's his job. His job is to analyze the NFL.
No, I said I agree with Teddy.
No, I know that, but I'm talking about what Fred said. A lot of people think that Teddy's out of line. He should keep his mouth shut.
Do a lot of people really say that?
I heard
that's what Fred said. I don't know anything
now,
about this
Fred
whole thing.
Fred reads like two things on Twitter and thinks that a lot of people are saying it.
No, it was like comments after one of the stories I read. You know, and it was mixed, and I'm sure that the people telling him to be quiet are maybe Jets fans, you know. So what? It wasn't like it was on the.
I don't agree with Teddy, so I don't agree with Andy. But if Tim Tebow is getting requested and they want to, and they, you know, I don't see why that's a circus. I don't see why that they can't do that. Now, I wouldn't have made this move because I think that what's ultimately going to happen is Sanchez is going to struggle, and that's going to create a controversy. But it's minicamp
week one, that's when it's going to start.
And people want to talk. And people want to talk to Tim Tebow. Yeah, so I don't see why
he went 1 of 11 in one-on-one drills today.
They've been keeping count all week of
Sanchez.
Oh, Sanchez went this for this in team drills, and Tim Tebow did this. What does that mean? Question mark. Like,
and then Ryan screwed up and said he is going to take first team reps, but he meant Wildcat reps. And they had to, like, issue a clarification statement later because everyone ran with it.
Tim Tebow is going to start games for the Jets this year.
The first incomplete pass that Sanchez throws, you're going to hear the Tebow chant.
Because of another reason besides injury.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know what that's called?
Sanchez will be benched.
Good news for the Patriots.
Well,
yeah, I don't have any problem with the Jets if they want to let this guy talk. I don't see that as being this big, you know, misstep by the Jets. I don't get that. Now, like I said, I agree with Eric. I think he will start a game. I think it's going to be a controversy right from the start. I think they invited something that didn't have to be there, and it's their own fault for that. But this is what they have. Now I'm moving on. They decided to bring this guy into the team. I don't see why. I think, to me, you create more of a circus by saying, no, you can't talk to Tim Tebow. Well, why not?
Oh, I don't.
I think it's worse.
I don't think there was a bigger circus with Ocho Cinco because he didn't talk than if he had talked every week.
Well, and they didn't not allow him to talk.
How do we know?
Well,
no, he. That was,
I guess I mean you're right.
Was
I don't.
To
I don't.
Talk.
You're right.
I have no idea the personal conversations he had with Bill advising.
You're right.
Chad Ocho Cinco sat in the locker room during every media session.
That doesn't mean Bill didn't say, "Don't really talk to anybody."
Andy's right.
Friendly,
I don't know that.
Don't talk about it.
Do you think that was the case?
Yes, I think he was probably advised to keep his mouth shut.
I don't think that he was told not to talk.
I don't either.
But Andy's right. I don't know that to be the case.
You think he was self-imposed?
I think he just kept it in check. Yeah.
Yep. I do too.
And he did talk enough to me to lend myself to believe that he wasn't told not to talk. Because it's not like he never talked.
Yeah, that's
he talked that's to Andy point. All the time.
Yeah, but no, not, I know, but on about, the record.
I know. No, on the record.
He talked on the record, but not about like, seriously, you really suck. And, right.
But he talked to other people on the record about
if you
football.
Were a good-looking woman, you might have gotten more of more access.
He hates everybody.
the interviews he gave last year were to, weren't they to women mostly?
Yeah, but
a bunch of them.
This is where I could get myself in trouble, so I'm going to step.
Paul doesn't think they were good looking.
Oh, God.
You had to say it. You had to say it. I mean, we all knew what he was. You know.
Good, Andy.
Think of the
right.
Just think of the people who had big interviews with him last year.
Think of the people who had big interviews.
So
am I wrong?
Well, I don't know who we're talking about, so.
So that was Teddy Bruschi.
I'm going to need names and affiliations.
Later.
Chiming in. And you can understand where he's coming from because certainly on this team, he'd be.
Oh, I think he believes it.
Hard to find here.
Yeah, but I think Teddy Bruschi was not made a Patriot. He was born a Patriot.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't think he had to fake a lot of the kind of old school mentality of, you know, rookies are to be seen and not heard and all these kind of cliche things. That are indeed part of the Patriot way. I think Teddy looks at those types of things that way.
Which is funny because he was heard from quite a bit as a rookie, if I recall.
Oh, God. And when Pete Carroll was here, he talked every day.
So
talked all the time.
Yeah. So,
but
I
agree with Andy's point about
what the hell does this guy want?
He really believes that. He embraces that. It's not fake. Mm-hmm. He embraces the Bill Belichick way. I think that Bill Belichick made him that way. Andy thinks that he was born that way. But that's neither here nor there.
All right, webradio.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Let's go to the phones.
Spoken
Daniel is in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, I didn't know. I've called in once before. I actually called in February, and I asked you guys about I thought about y'all on draft night because I asked you if you would draft Dante Hightower if he was available at the end of the first round based on talent.
I probably said no.
And not necessarily need. And I just thought it was interesting that they ended up taking him because a couple of y'all said yes. And I think Paul said no. But either way, real quick before I get to my question, Brad,
I don't think I said no. Because I don't see me ever saying they didn't need a linebacker.
Get the tape.
No. You just said that you wouldn't take him if he was available based on other players available at that time. That's what you said.
I mean, I might have. Okay, I could see my. I could see saying that.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No, I could see that. That makes sense.
Fred, how'd you like High Point?
Let me tell you something.
Jesus. Why'd you have to ask?
I'll see you guys later.
That campus is unbelievable. There isn't a blade of grass out of. It's like Disney World. I couldn't.
Now, you think he's going to end up going there?
Nope. Too far away. He doesn't want to go there.
I got you. I lived in High Point a couple years after college, so it's not a bad place.
No, it's not bad. Have you been on that campus?
Yeah. I went to a couple of. Well, yeah, I've been on that campus.
I mean, every. I mean, I don't
apparently you didn't want to tell us the story of why you were on
I don't know how long ago you were, but
I got arrested there. Well,
I went to a couple dorm rooms of underage girls. I mean, I've been there.
Everything is brand new. It's the most beautiful campus I've ever been on.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really there looking at the blades of grass, but yeah, Andy, you might be on to something.
do they have hot girls there? Hot girls?
Well, like I said, I've been to High Point before, so
but it's a high point of his life, apparently.
You never know who's listening to this show, but
that is true.
I just had a couple questions, and then I'll pick your answers off the line. One question for Paul, real quick. You know, he had written something about Britt Davis, and I know Belichick mentioned him today. And then my second question is the linebacker depth inside. I know we lost Guyton, so obviously, you know, Hightower's going to be there. And then, but I was wondering about Tracy White, and I didn't know if maybe with Carpenter playing as much as he is, and, you know, they're supposedly high on Tarpinian, what y'all thought about their inside linebacker depth. But I'll take your answers off the air. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Daniel.
That's interesting, the inside linebacker stuff. I do think
he left out Fletcher.
Yeah, I think it's a very deep, maybe the deepest position on the defense.
Yeah, Fletcher is, I think they'd think very highly of. I think a guy like Tracy White is going to be, he's going to have a hard time sticking as just that special teams guy, based on some of the guys they've brought in can actually play linebacker. Jeff Tarpinian, wow, I think, is going to have a tough time.
But he had a tough time last year.
It's just way too early. But they had nobody last year.
Yeah, I literally think that's the deepest position on the defense. When you talk about Spikes, Hightower, and Mayo. Because Mayo's an inside linebacker. Yeah. Whatever they do, he's in that mix.
Right.
And then Fletcher, I think, and Carpenter, I've been kind of surprised with how much run he's gotten, you know, not with the starters, quote-unquote, but like high-level reps with people.
Spikes isn't out there, right?
No, I know.
Yeah. But talked about how
that
Bill
may be a swap. If they get frustrated with Spikes, maybe that's why Carpenter's here or something.
Yeah, and we talked about Bill and what he says and whatnot, and sometimes that was one of the answers today that I thought was a little bit more than just the average Pat answer on Carpenter.
I thought you meant on Britt Davis.
And Britt Davis, but
he set himself up well for training
camp. Yeah, I thought that was a very interesting comment.
See, you got to ask, Paul.
Well, I don't say – never mind. See, again, I'm mad at him.
The media, and he points to me.
I'm mad at him. These are the people I'm mad at. Andy. Anyway, Carpenter, I thought it was interesting the way he talked so much.
People who breathe oxygen.
I thought it was interesting the way he talked so much about all
you
the different
on,
things.
Paul.
That Carpenter can do. You know, in terms of
The one problem with
on
that
the line, off the line,
the MO
stuff
of
packages,
him is jack of all trades, master
of none. There's no question.
He's versatile, but he can't do anything.
There's no question. If he was good enough to do any of those things, he would have stuck on one of the five teams he's been on.
Versatility was his MO as a first round pick.
By the way, Bill missed a team. By the way, he said the three teams he's been on. I think it's three. It's five now. He was on four teams before the Patriots.
He never made it to anything with the Rams, right?
I'm just saying.
I think that's
a further indictment, though.
I think he was talking about teams he's actually played for, quote-unquote.
Well, whatever. Nuance.
I'm not saying it's a good thing that he skipped over the team that stunk and still cut him.
So,
but I thought that was interesting, the way he talked about the 3-4 and 4-3 sub-packages, online, offline, all three different spots.
Is that when he
Sam,
confused
Mike, and
himself,
Will?
And he was like,
4-3-3-4.
But then he said something about, you know, four-man line with three linebackers. Isn't that 4-3, Bill? Like, he had this weird... He listed something that I think he had already listed in a more typical way.
Brain cramp, for a minute there?
All the talk about the sub-pack, I wonder if he... You know, because, I mean, despite Spikes' really good play last year in the AFC Championship game, I think we all agree that's not his strength. Dropping into coverage and making plays in the passing game. If he's better at some of that stuff, Carpenter, I mean... You know, maybe that's a niche that he can carve out.
Or
for
Fletcher,
himself.
I mean, we're kind of
Fletcher is
discussing
certainly a mobile linebacker that can show up.
That was an absence last year when he missed forever with that.
Britt Davis definitely a guy. Listen, still long odds to stick around, but some of the things that maybe we hadn't really talked about, didn't really know a whole lot. He was on the Broncos for a few. He's played in three games. The only three games he suited up for in the NFL were with the Broncos when Josh was there. For that system anyway. And so that gives him a little bit of knowledge and experience, and he says that's really helped him. And then Andy's right. Bill, the way he talked about Britt Davis today was a little bit more than you would think of a guy who really has accomplished very little so far. He's had an opportunity to come in and work, and he's put himself in good position, is how
he
put it.
How old is he?
26, I want to say.
He's obviously done something that Bill says everyone should do, you know, to set yourself up for training camp.
You got my check? I see checks being passed around over there. Oh.
He's got something for you.
A dollar bills.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Chris with a TIAN. Hey, Christian.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Screw you.
Your mother.
Okay, proceed.
Get that out of the way. Yeah, I want to talk about the countdown real quick. That list sucks.
I agree.
And the thing that annoys me about that network is that what Andy said a couple weeks ago, I think, they have the show and then they have a reaction show.
Yep.
And it's just so aggravating, like, you know, Warren Sapp and all the commentary and everything. And it's to the point now where, like, I just go to the website and I watch the videos of our players because I don't care about everybody else. I just see, like, you know, the highlight, 3 minute, 4 minute segments that they do.
Because those are entertaining, like hearing the other players talk about, or those I think are pretty good. But you're right, they've ruined it with all the crap they put around it.
Yeah, they put all the junk around it, and it's like they try to, instead of just doing the show, you know, they have to have all this other stuff. And
I'd also like,
it ruins it.
Have they, like, told exactly how it's done? Like, it's by the players.
Right.
But how? Like, did you lead them, or did you just say, here's a list with 100 spots, fill it in order that you think they are?
Right.
Because I don't think anybody could do that and not leave a number of people off the list.
Oh, absolutely. And
so
you know,
how
these guys,
it compiled?
If it takes more than 30 seconds,
right.
They're not going to do it.
So I wonder how exactly the players compiled this list. I'm
right.
Not sure I buy it.
You think it's like the NBA lottery?
Yeah, it's okay. Fixed, you goof.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I always wondered myself. And so I go on the website last night to watch the Walker one, and I click on it, and the video starts with him dropping the pass in the Super Bowl.
I said that to Paul.
Segment starts. I'm like, I go, what are they doing?
That was totally unfair. I mean, the guy had a great year with big plays. And they lead with the worst play of the year for him.
Career.
Yeah. And I thought that was totally inappropriate on a list where you're praising a guy for greatness.
Right.
You're not saying, you're not trying to, you know, kind of summarize his entire career or even his season. You're saying, why is he great? He's not great because he dropped that ball, and you certainly shouldn't lead with it.
Right.
It's unfair.
Well, the NFL offices are in New York, and there's too many people who are New York fans.
I thought that was in L.A., though.
No. And in L.A., it's all...
There is no team in L.A.
It's all New York transplanted people. There's a bias against New England, naturally.
Naturally.
I mean, you could have started with, like, him in San Diego and then getting cut and go to Miami and you know...
Tearing his ACL.
I would have did it differently.
Most people would.
And then I click on the Gronkowski video and it doesn't even show me the highlights. It takes me to a friggin' interview they do with him after the show for the reaction show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you can't get that video for some reason. It's not even up there. That's my rant for the day, I guess. They're just aggravated.
I actually liked that one because they had a guy, I forgot who it was, but he's like, Gronkowski's like 6'8". I mean, the guy's just huge. Well, they always have to, like, fluff it up. He's 6'6". That's big. You don't have to pretend he's 2 inches taller than he is and make it more than he is. Just say what he really is.
It's like Paul Bunyan. It'll become a myth.
Right. That's the
The
exaggeration.
Jake Ballard. What did Matt Light say about him? He's like...
Well, Matt Light made no sense. He said, you know, he's like, he loves football so much. I love working with him. I mean, Gronkowski, if you gave him the chance to chase girls, do something, or go out on the football field and smack somebody in the mouth, he'd smack him in the mouth. And I'm thinking, no, he wouldn't. He'd be chasing girls.
I'm thinking, I ain't giving him that
football
option.
Football would come in second on that list.
Do you have the internet?
Right. But Matt Light was good. I read the quotes from him on, he called, James Harrison an angry little elf pass rusher, a South Pole elf.
Wow.
Oh, that's low. That's good.
I see what you did there, Christian. It's low. It sounds
low. Low. Yep. See, you see what I did there. Yep. All right,
Christian. All right. Thanks for calling.
Screw you.
All right. It's 2:40. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we got all these emails that I have to get to.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide CPitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel & Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Transmission?
Root canal.
Central valve?
Towaway zone!
Obedience school! Set! Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Life is full of unexpected expenses.
Study abroad?
An exterminator?
Sleepaway camp?
Engaged?
He fractured what?
Pay for your mother's flight?
Yeah, why? You got a problem with that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Bank of America can help you be ready for them.
Guitar.
Piano.
Tuba lessons.
Twins.
Did what on the new carpet?
Let Bank of America help you build a buffer. Regularly set aside money with automatic transfers from checking to savings. You choose how much money to move and how often.
She made nationals. Great. Where are nationals? Oh.
Automatic transfers to savings. One of the many ways Bank of America can help you stay on budget. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/solutions.
Honey, look, I bought a new vase.
Oops. Nice.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation.
And now, great moments in PFW in Progress history.
From the photos Danny was telling me about.
No. Unlike the rest of the world, I didn't clamor to go see Brett Favre's junk when it was available online. I still have not seen his junk, just like I haven't seen Greg Oden's. I don't seek out male penises.
See?
Unlike some men in this world.
Couldn't agree with him more. I've never seen one of those photos.
But I like breasts. But they said Jen Sterger photos available, see why Favre was after her online. I'd be dialing it up
tonight.
Matter of
fact, I have done that.
I like breasts. I'm passionate about breasts.
I think that's really funny, though. Why would you ever do like a Google search on Greg Oden's junk?
Right.
Did you see Brett Favre's?
Yes.
Did you see Brandon Spikes?
Yes.
I don't get that. I don't know why you would want to see
just
that.
Watching it.
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
That was your cue, Fred.
Oh, we back on here?
Yes, I could hear you going.
I thought that music signified another story or something like that. Story time.
I like whatever. Stories.
Tyler from Georgia writes, and Paul,
yes.
I just want to say Andy was right, you needing to use last names when telling your stories. When you said Aaron walked up on Tuesday, I admitted
that was the one that I should have used.
I immediately thought, I went to school with an Aaron. So I immediately called him up about setting up your player interview. To my surprise, it was not the Aaron I went to high school with, and I was left sitting in my office in absolute embarrassment. Please,
I'm
Paul,
sorry.
To prevent these incidents in the future, use last names when you are on the radio.
You are correct, Tyler. I apologize 1,000 times.
You just used a first name?
I don't know his last name. Tyler from Georgia.
Sagan?
How about from Georgia?
Sure.
Okay.
Rich writes in. He says, even the refreshing sensation of having used the Veet was less satisfying than hearing Bill Belichick serenade the filthy media types with disdain and misery so gracefully. It's very refreshing to finally hear Belichick speak. No surprise he has nothing to say, nice to say to his critics who masquerade as journalists and have higher opinions of themselves than of him or the Patriots defense.
That is correct.
Wow.
I don't know what any of it meant.
And Howard writes in. He says, hello, men of PFW and the gym geek. That would have to be Andy, I guess.
No, I think that's you.
It could be.
You work out with a computer.
I worked hard last night.
Maybe it's
name?
Matt.
What's that?
Maybe it's Matt.
Why is he
Flash.
Geek?
Pepe.
You working out, Pepe?
LaPanzi.
As he eats his cookie.
I was going to say, you hit me at the wrong time there, meeting.
What do you do for a workout, Pepe?
It depends on the day. You do switch
push himself up off the bed.
roll out of bed, some 12-ounce curls, you know.
Eat that cookie.
No, really, you want a lifting regimen or
yeah, I do,
cardio?
Do some lifting. I start off, I walk on the treadmill for like 25 minutes, get the body going a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I usually do upper. Tuesday, Thursday, I do lower body. Yeah. And then I end with like 20 minutes on the elliptical.
Okay.
Now, where do you plug your little memory stick in when you work out?
Into your mother.
Oh, good, Pepe. Good. Excellent.
Nice. Look how happy he is, too.
Yeah. The look on your face was priceless.
He cracked himself up. Excellent, Pepe. I like it. Anyway.
That one guy won't, though. The guy who hates you, or the two guys that hate you.
The guy who hates me. What's
his name? Now?
Brenton, Illinois.
Yeah, he hates you.
He got me with, you know, granted, we've been having a back and forth. The one he got me with the other day called me someone in Gresh's love child. Yeah. Even
Kathy
I laughed
Bates
at that.
And Andy Gresh's and Andy love Gresh. Child. I see it.
Even I laughed at that one.
Let's see. John in North Carolina or South Carolina? South or North? South. He says, I haven't mailed in for a while, and I heard you guys trying to figure out who was really mad. So I thought I would help. Andy by far is the most angry, constantly ready to pounce on anyone or anything that disagrees with him.
That's not true.
Always armed with a your mama comment. Eric the pissy
your dad.
Is more pissy than angry. He was once offended by Bill, so from that point he will mock Bill quietly from afar.
It wasn't once, my friend.
Never actually
quietly. He yells, you're supposed to be such a genius.
Supposed genius.
If he had the chance to give Bill a piece of his mind, he would back down. Andy, by contrast, would not be able to stop himself by putting his foot in his mouth. See making fun of a dying kid during the draft for proof.
You make one mistake. Jesus.
Paul, that's how you act with everybody else. They make one mistake and you blow
you
it up.
Let them, you
yeah,
never
you
let
never
them
let them.
That's not true.
That's so true.
Paul is the least angry on the radio. I would hate to be a woman who accidentally cut him off in the grocery store. But on the show, he only hates the fans and the media.
And the media.
And Fred is the one that's positive
but that's,
person.
That's
and
very
the coach
accurate.
And most players.
No. I don't know how many times I can tell you about the coach, but that's very accurate. I hate the fans and I hate the media.
Fred is the one positive person on the show. One would think that makes him a shining example. Nope, a homer. To help break his cherry, I would say something about Matt, but I could not figure out how to keep it less than 126 characters. And Kevin, I am sure he is mad, as I am sure it is not his fault. So he's sure he's mad, is what he's saying. Okay, well, that's
not
good.
His fault, though.
Thanks, John from South Carolina. A little synopsis on who is mad here in the show. Alexander writes in, I keep hearing how good Dell's lemonade is, but tell me, is it as good as Andy's mom? Okay.
I don't think this is appropriate.
You've really
brought it on yourself.
Yeah. Okay with it? That's what you people
want to do? It's unfortunate.
Make fun of a nice
Tiger
woman.
Just birdie that hole?
Yeah, that was a nice shot.
All right.
But you did bring it on yourself.
That's fine. I'm a big boy. I can take it.
Well, I hope
big
so.
Head.
Yeah. We were talking about Sanchez and Tebow in their mini camp.
Sanchez.
Strippers writes in final 11-on-11 stats. Sanchez went 1-for-10, plus sacked once in the 12's first team snaps. So, wow. Not too good. But
it's
I heard overall.
It's like Ryan Mallett. Like
I heard overall
Brian
that
Hoyer.
Sanchez did better than Tebow in the limited time Tebow.
So Sanchez,
Tebow
went over 11?
But no, well, Tebow may have completed two, but it might have been two end over end ducks that barely made it to the fullback.
Or, for all I know, half of them were dropped.
Right.
That Sanchez threw.
When you don't throw spirals and you don't know where the ball's going when it leaves your hand, you're at a disadvantage.
I heard Tebow's gaining weight. He's going
to be up to
250.
That's a good call. When you're a fullback, you need to be bigger. Being serious, he's a fullback on the punt team now. So, I mean, that's
I know you're being
role.
Serious. Whenever we're talking about Tim Tebow, we know that you hate him, and you're always being serious. Mm-hmm. Because why, Andy? You hate
him.
Everything.
I do. I'm on the record saying I hate him. Back to the backup quarterbacks. You made a little joke taking shots at Mallett and Hoyer.
They had a tough day in the rain. Especially
James Walker, the AFC East blogger for ESPN, was here, and he wrote about things he liked or didn't like from Jets camp and Patriots camp. And one of the things he didn't like was Brian Hoyer. He said, you know, he wasn't impressed with his arm strength, his reads, blah, 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 blah. You know,
he must have gotten killed in the comments.
This could be the year that, you know, or Ryan Mallett could be ready to push him for the backup. Well, I don't know how you could be impressed with anything Ryan Mallett's done either if you watched camp.
Mallett has been...
They've both been terrible.
To me,
the drop-off from Brady to those guys has been... Ugh.
Well, and I agree with Andy, but I think the drop-off from Mallett, from Hoyer to Mallett has been...
Yeah,
pretty
I think
big.
They played to their roles, but to me, the difference between one and two is bigger than two and three.
What would be
two and three don't look like NFL quarterbacks. One looks like a Hall of Famer.
Well, that's the thing. What would be interesting is compare Hoyer and Mallett to what Sanchez did, for example. How far are those guys apart? Because Brady is in a class by himself, so it's unfair to compare.
Yeah, I'm not comparing. I know what you're saying, and I think you're right. I think he probably would look a lot better if he had just an average quarterback. You're absolutely right. I'm not trying to compare Hoyer to Brady. I think Hoyer looks a lot like a lot of the other backup quarterbacks that we've had here, like Kevin O'Connell and like Rohan Davy, who Andy compared him to on the blog a couple of weeks ago.
It's always the same.
The ball comes out late and not always accurately.
Yeah. Nathan from Southern California writes in, pick the player that you think will have a bigger impact. Anderson from last year or Trevor Scott this year?
That's an interesting question.
Anderson. That's a tough one.
Well, they're kind of the same guy. I mean, you're expecting a guy who hasn't done much to project as a contributor, as a sack guy.
I'm going to go with Anderson only because he did do it, and I don't have the confidence yet in Scott that he can do it.
See, I'll say Scott.
I knew that was coming.
I'll say Scott, but not necessarily just...
Because I love him, and I want to have his children.
And he's still on the Patriots.
Not just because of his sack numbers. He'll contribute in other ways, and the cumulative effect will be a little bit bigger
in the
impact
secondary
than Anderson.
I think that's a very good...
That's safety.
That's a very good comparison, though. I think Andy's right.
Hightower...
I'm going to go Scott, by the way.
Okay.
I'm positive. I'm a happy-go-lucky
Hightower
guy.
Or Jones?
Hightower.
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 Gaffney or Branch?
Gaffney.
It's a tough one.
Push.
Yeah, Wash. I was going to say Wash. You went Push. I'll go Wash.
I'm going to say Branch. Lloyd or Hernandez?
This is who has a better year? More productive?
Bigger impact.
Bigger impact
or Lloyd?
Would be
Lloyd.
I'm
going to say Lloyd.
Okay.
Well, I'm a little torn on that one because I think they're both going to have big impacts and in different ways.
I think they'll both have big impacts.
But I think Lloyd brings something that Hernandez already is going to bring what he's brought.
Yeah, I agree.
Lloyd brings something that we didn't have before.
I agree with that.
So that's the big. Okay, I guess. But I want to be careful. I think Hernandez could have 100 catches.
Really?
He could catch 100 balls this year.
You really think that?
But I don't know that that's a bigger impact than if Lloyd adds, you know,
70
bombs or something,
or just,
and averages like 17 a catch.
That whole sort of intangible thing that we've been talking about.
That's why I'm going with
Lloyd. That's why I think, and I agree with Eric, I think that intangible thing that we've been talking about could happen with Lloyd, where he really does have an impact on how the way they defend them.
Right. I think
Hernandez could catch
capable,
a ton of passes.
But I don't think he'll get that many opportunities.
I do.
Do you?
Because I think other teams are going to look at, they have a deep threat. They have an outside guy now in Lloyd who's legit.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to take Gronk away.
From what I've seen, is going to be a contributor. So it's not going to be like they have to forget about him after week two like Ocho.
Right.
They're going to take Gronk away. They're not going to allow Gronk to have 20 touchdown receptions and be this beast all the time.
Right.
They probably think that Welker is the more dangerous underneath slot guy. Well, you can't cover everybody, and that leaves Hernandez with, it sounds like, a lot of freedom to work with.
Okay.
So as long as he actually catches the balls when they're thrown to him, which is a problem on occasion, and stays healthy, he could catch 100 balls.
How about Mayo or Spikes?
What was the question?
Bigger impact.
Did we answer these questions last week?
We might have.
I don't remember all of those.
I didn't answer differently last week.
Mayo.
I'm going to say Mayo, too. Yeah. McCourty or Dowling?
McCourty.
I think we did answer.
Yeah, and then finally.
Well, I think some of them are repeated. They're not all the same.
Finally, Woodhead or Vereen? This is a new one.
Vereen. I don't think it is because I'm pretty sure I said Vereen the other day.
Okay. Also, any news about the injury on Chandler Jones or Jonathan Finene?
Jones was back out there yesterday, although, in my opinion, based on previous practices, looked like he had less reps. That may have just been what they were doing on the day. But it looked like he was less involved in practice after getting nicked up his right knee the day earlier. Finene, we did not see. But it's been reported that it was not a major. I believe Jeff Howe was the first to report that it was not a major injury.
He went and got an MRI, though, correct? Finene?
Oh, I don't know. Did
that was a report. I saw a couple of reports on that.
Maybe that's how they found out it wasn't a major injury. Right? But they definitely did all the ACL, MCL tests for him on the field, and he didn't, you know, he was limping, but then they let him walk off. I also, just a weird one or whatever, Wilfork left the field yesterday early. Not injured. Didn't see an injury. Just, you know, 15 minutes early, he was just strutting off down the stairs. So I don't know if he had a family
might have had an
issue
engagement
or what have you. But And we couldn't get to see if he was back today because they didn't have practice.
We didn't get attendance done as they came down the stairs.
That would have been funny if I had started going 18, 17, 27, 34. And Paul goes, slow down. And he gets, okay, I got 18. What else did you have? That's the life I lead out there.
Steven writes in from Travis Air Force Base in California.
Thank you for your service.
I have two questions and a comment today.
Not the first time you said that to a man.
Jesus Christ. You're a pathetic, pathetic little man with a big head.
It's worse than Fred I think I got Andy going.
I don't think anybody was going to laugh at that one.
Because it's not funny.
I actually didn't think that one was all that funny, and I'm surprised at the reaction I got.
I didn't expect you to say anything at that. You kind of caught me by surprise.
I would agree. And also the fact that he just can never let an opportunity go by.
Eric, as you know, it's all in the delivery and the timing. And apparently that one hit the mark.
Steven writes in.
You're a former comedian yourself.
First says, I'm going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame next week. Is it any good compared to Patriot Place?
The Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Well, it's great. Yeah.
The hall at Patriot
Place. Right.
The
hall
he's talking about the hall, not Patriot Place.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Very different. I mean, obviously, the Pro Football Hall of Fame is like three times the size.
Yeah, I would imagine it's even maybe even more than that. Yeah.
It's all of foot. It's the it's greatest all of history of football. Of,
and not just the NFL, if pro you, football.
Yeah. Brian Morey doesn't run it.
No, that's funny in any time.
That's good.
If you like that sort of thing, if you like a Hall of Fame, the history and stuff, it's a home run. It's an absolute
Absolutely.
Home run.
Yeah. Now, are they like, have they modernized? Are they in this new age?
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago, too. Yeah. Because originally, I used to think, because it looked like that little, lemon squeezer building.
Right.
And I used to think, boy, they have all of that football
stuff. That is
what
it looks like.
In the lemon squeezer building. And they have these wings that you really can't see when they do that front shot of the thing.
Right.
There are all these extra wings in the back that.
Stop talking about wings.
Are you getting hungry?
Yeah.
Paul?
But just think about it. Like, every time there's a good display, not just the good displays, but there's often displays here at the hall that
traveling
are
exhibits.
From the Pro Football. Well, those are all at the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Right.
So you can see it all.
Right.
All the busts.
Yeah.
The ones that talk to each other at night.
Yeah. And that's an impressive room. It's almost like.
Well, you always like busts. So.
Yeah. That's a cool room because it's so quiet and the way it's lit. You know, only the busts are lit up. So,
but it's different now, though,
sounds
isn't
like
it?
My kind
oh, they
of
changed it.
Yeah, because remember, it used to be like it used to go.
Yeah, he's
in,
been
it
there
be
more
like,
recently.
Kind of
we
wind
have.
Around.
You
it.
Wind around, and they were all like individual. Now they're all like against one wall, and they're behind glass,
oh,
so you
really?
Can't really go up to them.
Oh,
anymore.
I don't like that then.
Like
Fred just changed his mind. Don't go.
Hall there's of a Patriot picture place much better.
There's a picture from I think Gerard Mayo's rookie year when he did the rookie symposium.
Yeah,
they had the thing at the they always take the rookies now to the Hall of Fame. And there was a picture of him walking by the bus, and they're behind this pane of glass. And
oh,
it was,
that's not
they've
good.
They've changed it a little bit.
It used to be where you just walk right up to them.
Right. It used to be more like, there was like an air of mystery to the whole thing. And it was dark, and they would just light
because back then, according to John Madden, when it closed, they would all talk to each other.
Right. I buy it. By the way, McCourty is speaking there. And
his brother,
Vrabel.
Right? The McCourty brothers?
Yes. McCourty's, Vrabel, and Ross Tucker, guys with Patriots.
Second, what's this? Steven also says, what's this crap with Jimmy Graham being ranked higher than Gronk in the top 100? We talked about that.
This is some bullshit.
Not right. Finally, Andy needs to learn to control his yelling. It's
Shut
fine
up.
To get angry and have arguments, but Fred and Paul can do it without needing to turn down the volume. If he can't control himself, he just needs to shut up whenever there's a potential for an argument. Keep the kid in line, gentlemen.
Shut your pie hole.
So,
and you two don't yell?
Fred doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Fred doesn't.
Well, sometimes
yell.
I have to in order to
only
be heard.
Be heard over you, but when we argue together, he usually doesn't yell at me. Oh, me?
Nah.
I tend to yell. I tend to yell.
Yeah. Jamal writes in, and he's from New York. Hey guys, as always, love what you guys are doing. My questions are: do you think with us signing Jake Bowell, the Patriots are going to start spreading Aaron Hernandez out more as a slot receiver and letting Jake take his place as a second tight end with his hand in the dirt? And what does this mean for Fells in the future, of course?
Yeah, you might also ask him to stick his foot in the ground.
Yeah. I think as far as Fells, it's too... Well,
we haven't even seen
Did
Fells.
I miss something when Hernandez wasn't spread out wide a lot?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the percentages. I'm sure Mike Reese could give that to you, but he's a slot receiver. We've talked about this ad nauseum. When they do drills in training camp, it's like Welker, Hernandez, Edelman in one group together in the slot. He's a slot receiver. And I don't... This fixation with now we're going to call him a receiver, whatever, he is what he is. He's going to fill the same role on your offense. So I just don't buy it. He's a third tight end when healthy a year from now. The question right now is, do they have a third tight end?
Right.
Because he's not. We haven't seen Fells since, you know, he got the PFW curse. So who's the – and Bo Scaife looks more out of shape than you. He can't complete a lap on the field.
Andy's talking to me.
You did beat Andy in three sports once.
Of course I did.
I
worked hard last night. Lifted a lot of weight.
Now, does she tell you, like, something at
There's no voice involved.
There should be a voice. If I'm going to work out with a computer, it should have a voice.
There's a screen that regulates your – that makes you lift at a certain pace and within a certain time. So it's almost like – you know, and rates you. So if you go outside the pace, if you're too fast or too slow, it indicates you and grades you after each rep.
Now, do you pick the weight or does it somehow sense your strength?
It's a, you know, a growth thing. So, like, it tries to build on every exercise. So it may not.
No, but I mean, do you change it or is it all automated?
Well, no, it tells me, okay, so now I'm doing, you know, a fly.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the weight you put it in, and here's the amount of reps. And then as you're doing it, you see the thing go up and down, and you have to do it within the pace it's telling you to do it. So you can't, like, do it really fast like you do your push-ups and cheat.
Because Fred's against explosive strength and power.
Yeah.
Movements. The only explosive movements he has are in the bathroom.
I beat you!
I took it right out of your mouth.
That's you yelling again.
Mary Beth.
From the first time you've said that. Right?
Mary Beth has a technical question. She says, what was that great music intro today? The song mentioning Dark Horses, fill me in. Kevin?
I wrote her an email back.
Oh, well.
Someone else might want to know.
Yeah. It's a new song by Switchfoot, and it's called Dark Horses.
And a cherry tree.
Okay.
No, different song.
What was that? I remember that.
That was K.T. Tunstall.
Easy for you to say. That's a Tunstall twist.
Sam writes in, curious about some of the recent cuts at wide receiver after signing a bunch of guys. We released Underwood. I understood the – is this left over from the Super Bowl? No. I understood the
– He is making snide comments about someone not exactly knowing when
– I understood the decision at the time, but I would have to think retaining him would have been a better option than a guy like Jesse Holly. Especially since Underwood has an extra year under his belt. He was initially signed to a futures contract, so it's not like the team had no faith in him. And that outside linebacker end, I get that there are a lot of bodies and the competition is very tough, but I heard great things all season about Carter's progress, his pay raises on the practice squad, practice player of the week awards, and recently read an article about his offseason improvements and readiness for an expanded role. I don't get why a great practice player would be cut so early in the process. Even if he wasn't good enough, his motor and effort would be good to have in camp.
That's a good question.
I mean, it is. The Markell Carter cut is good, you know, given the time of year and all that. So
I actually think they're both kind of strange. You know, even though I don't think Underwood would have made the team.
Yeah, how much different is he than some of these other?
Maybe because they signed those receivers and they figured, well, with all of these guys, but you know, now Ocho's gone, Gonzalez is gone. Maybe they feel if we still had him,
right?
Maybe you know he you know we wouldn't have cut it, but it was kind of strange because they let him go with the soup. They did re-sign him,
yeah,
and then cut him.
Right,
at some point
they cut
before
him before
the
Super Bowl.
The Carter one
re-signed him after the Super Bowl,
and then they let him go before they got into the off-season program.
Yeah.
You know,
Andy's right.
The Carter one is even stranger because
he cut a great practice player before you have your most important practice time of the season is weird.
And a guy you
there
drafted.
There might be something else involved there. Who knows?
And he hasn't been picked up, right?
Not that I know of.
Who, Tyquan?
No.
Carter.
Why do you always assume there's a reason?
Because
I don't mean like obviously there's a reason. I didn't mean that literally.
I'll tell you.
Why do you always assume
just
there's like a
guy's willy nilly?
No,
today
there's an underlying reason. No, but like he always assumes like there's an underlying
I'll
negative
tell you why.
Reason.
I'll tell you why. From the time Parcells was here, and all of these cuts would happen over the years, and moves that Parcells would make right up to Belichick, we've always tried to guess, and I always find out at some point that there was this other reason that no one thought about.
Why'd they cut Taylor Price?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm just saying.
You said you always find out.
No, but invariably there's something that we had no idea about. You know, it's not always just cut and dry always stinks they got rid of him. There's a lot of times there's other reasons that And not just for personnel moves, other moves that they make, you know, scheduling practices and all this stuff. We always try to say, oh, they did this because of that. And there's always some reason that we had no idea or didn't think of.
And sometimes it's like lame.
Well, sometimes it is. It's like, oh, okay, I should have thought of that.
Like you Bill know. Wanted to go to a lacrosse game, so they leave early
right,
or something like that.
Right, right.
Some minor
That's
little thing.
The thing.
But with Carter, I felt weird because I never thought he had a chance. I just didn't buy when I talked to his coach coming out of college. He didn't really dominate at a lower level. I just didn't really get the pick and think he had much of a future. Never, literally never saw him last year. Like on the practice field, never once said, oh, that guy just showed a little spark, a little burst or anything. Then he did have a great year, theoretically, as a practice player. And they paid him, so I guess they do kind of like him. And then I kind of got into it when he put on 25 pounds. And, you know, me, I'm the body, the big physical right. beast. And then he's gone. Like, it just didn't seem to, the dots didn't connect in a line.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. It is strange that you wouldn't even give him a chance to come in. And, you know, to me, staying on the practice squad for the Patriots for the entire season is an accomplishment. Not a lot of guys do that. Now, every year, there's 8 guys in the practice squad. Every year, there's a couple, you know, that are able to do that. I always look at those guys as having potential. I've been talking about Matt Copa for that reason, you know, pretty much the whole offseason as one of these under-the-radar offensive linemen. I'd be very surprised if they cut Matt Copa tomorrow. I won't be surprised if he gets cut at the end of camp, if he just wasn't right. good enough to make it.
Right.
Tomorrow,
that was the
without
timing
even
was
giving
curious.
Him a chance yeah. to compete,
yeah,
would surprise me.
The timing was curious on Carter.
And for a guy as an outside linebacker, athlete type, is a camp body, is a guy that can run
yeah,
around
yeah.
and do no, it.
At yeah, they're not exactly body. They're not exactly stacked like they are no. at inside linebacker.
It's a curious.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go to the phones. Michelle in Stockholm's on the line.
Hey, Nat.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. We're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. Right now, you can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. $19! Beautiful spring weather, Fenway's 100th birthday, and great deals on Red Sox tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, you just can't go wrong. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or go to aceticket.com from any device.
1-800-MY-SEATS. What would make your business better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a business checking account, better banking is a package of business solutions with preferred rates and better resources, along with customizable options designed to fit your business perfectly. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. Let us show you how dedicated we can be to your business. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Transmission?
Root canal.
Central valve?
Towaway zone.
Obedience school. Set. Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Life is full of unexpected expenses.
Study abroad?
An exterminator?
Sleepaway camp?
Engaged?
He fractured what?
Pay for your mother's flight?
Yeah, why? You got a problem with that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Bank of America can help you be ready for them.
Guitar.
Piano.
Tuba lessons.
Twins.
Did what on the new carpet?
Let Bank of America help you build a buffer. Regularly set aside money with automatic transfers from checking to savings. You choose how much money to move and how often.
She made Nationals. Great. Where are Nationals?
Automatic transfers to savings. One of the many ways Bank of America can help you stay on budget. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/solutions.
Honey, look, I bought a new book. Vaz.
Oops. Nice.
Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2010, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Fred's the boss, the chief, the leader of the PFW in Progress clan. And while he often goes on rants about fun facts, Skype, and making $5 the hard way, he sometimes has interesting things to say, or at least when you can hear him.
PFW in Progress.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. I just got yelled at because I didn't have my mic on.
Why don't you put your mic on?
Welcome to PFW. I had my mic off again.
Again.
Two shows in a row.
Turn your mic on, Fred. Oh, I should remember to...
As sure as the stars shine above.
And Fred didn't turn on his mic.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress.
That's the longest you've ever gone.
And now, back to PFW in Progress. That is, if Fred remembers to turn his mic on.
All right, back here in the special mini camp edition of PFW in Progress, our last one of the week. And then we get back to our noontime slot next week, right?
Yeah.
And does the summer of Andy begin next week, or what is that?
Yeah, we're off and on.
We're off and on.
Football's gotten in the way of the summer of Andy.
Summer
this year.
Of Andy is just
on. Easier last year when there were no OTAs.
It's not coming in, not coming in tomorrow.
Right.
You won't be here Tuesday either, right?
That's what he just asked him. I don't think so.
Right? That stinks.
He just pulled a Fred right there. Yeah. Fred just asked him if he was coming in on Tuesday.
Okay. Sorry.
You know what time it is now? Time for Paul to sulk.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline.
I feel like no matter what I say, no matter what I do,
it's wrong.
Michelle is calling all the way from Stockholm.
He's just determined.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm having a beer because I'm celebrating Flag Day that you currently have over there.
Oh, nice.
Now, what's the Swedish flag? Is blue with yellow?
No, it's yellow.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You're right.
Yep. But you guys have Flag Day today.
Right. That's right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's not Swedish flag.
Maybe that's why Belichick gave him the day off.
Beer celebrating.
What are you having, a Budweiser?
The refs should be here for
Flag
Day.
How did you know?
Because isn't that actually owned by somebody over there now?
What?
Budweiser?
It's Belgian, I think. Right?
I knew somebody over there bought that.
Oh, look, Carlsberg is the Swedish beer, right? Isn't that Carlsberg?
No, that's Denmark.
Oh, that
you idiot!
Wow.
Okay.
Full cuff. Learn your Scandinavian beers.
Same thing. They're all blonde.
Although I've been now having these arguments at work. Though I actually told a coworker today to go do their job. It's just really loud over the whole office because we've been having this argument about soccer versus football, which is completely bullshit because nobody knows.
Oh!
Anyway.
I'm sorry, Michelle. I'm going to have to let you go. It's a rule.
Call back again.
Everybody just do your job!
And don't swear.
And she was right. It is BS, that argument. I mean, it's a non-argument.
Yeah.
Rookie mistake.
Oh, absolutely.
Soccer.
That's the rule. We set the precedent. If you swear, you have to take a timeout.
We have to do it. Right. We have to do it.
Call back next show. Yep. I saw
she has to call back next show.
Holland team lost or something. The orange team?
Yes, they lost to Germany. 2-1. Did they lose both games they played in? What happened on that Russia-Poland game?
When is this thing?
It ended in a 1-1 tie?
Who's winning?
I don't know.
What's going on?
It was pretty late.
There's a bunch of different
1-1.
Groups. It got tied 1-1, and then there was a brawl in Warsaw between the Russians and the Polish.
Longstanding history between those two countries.
The Russians are in Poland.
Spills over
like
onto the,
like 28 people severely injured or something like that.
Okay, I just wanted to know, but it did end in a 1-1 tie.
I just wanted to know the score.
Paul, well, about like death.
I'm afraid about the humanity.
I'm afraid to comment on it on account of I might get in trouble.
Andrew in Toronto writes in, first off, I want to say I'm a huge fan. Been listening to you guys for a couple of years now. You always find new ways to make me laugh. Anyway, here's my question.
I think Michelle called back and is trying to talk her way back on the air.
With the signing of injured tight end Ballard from the Giants, does this bode well or even affect the status of Aaron Hernandez being signed? I would think not. I know that Ballard's probably going to miss all of this year, but he'll be good to go next year. In my mind, there's always the thinking that Belichick views Ballard as more affordable, so I'm just a little concerned slash worried that Belichick may not shell out cash for Hernandez now that we have another semi-capable starter in Ballard. Please bear in mind that I think Hernandez is a top 10 or at least a top 15 tight end in the league right now. He's way better than Ballard. Your thoughts?
I think Hernandez will get his money, and I think he'll get it here.
I do, too.
I think if he has another good season this year, and especially if he has 100 catches like Andy's predicting,
well, that might
hurt his chances.
Well, he has a monster year.
If he decides he wants to be, you know, if he decides he wants to test the free agent waters, that's a different thing. But if he just decides, I like it here, I like my role here.
I don't think he'll do that.
Then I think he'll get an extension.
I think he's going to end up here, but I don't think he'll do the I like it here, I'm just going to stay here thing. I think he wants to be paid.
That's the impression I get from him, too. But you never know. Things can change on that. I'm not sure that because of the same position thing, you know, with the pay, I don't know if they'll want to tie up a lot of money.
See, that's where I don't really consider them the same position.
I understand what you're saying. You're
I think
right.
the Wes
you're
Welker right. money comes off the books. That becomes Aaron Hernandez money. It's a slot target. That's what I think is the big difference
one.
With Ballard. I mean, Hernandez is a slot receiver type. Ballard is more of a traditional tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might look at it that way. We can pay Hernandez as a slot receiver type.
Because if you have Lloyd, you can make that argument. 3 years from now?
Yeah, he's 3 years.
Luckily, you don't have any young receivers on the horizon you need to worry about paying. So
I don't know why you have to be so negative.
Far away
all
from
the time.
That.
Well, speaking of that, one thing we didn't talk about, Robert Kraft was at the Meyercraft MVP Awards last night. But he did talk a little football, and one of the things that he brought up again, and he's done this in the past, is the salary cap. You know, his contention is that it's going to go up smoothly. It won't be a big spike like some other people have talked about in 2014.
With the TV deals?
Yeah, with the TV deal. And so that, you know, with that in mind, you know, they did the Gronkowski deal because they feel like teams will have to, you know, keep a core of players, you know, in the barn, so to speak. You know, because they're not going to have this huge spike to then go out and just supplement the rosters with stars.
But he also said, we think he's the best in the game.
Oh, yeah, that's why they paid him that much.
To me, that's the heart of it.
Yeah.
When they think a guy is worth the money, that good, that, you know, tough to replace, they pay him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that the cap is part of it. I don't know enough about the cap and how they calculate it and why they don't have a better idea.
I don't know why there seems to be two so different schools of thought in terms of how it's going to grow.
That confuses me.
I don't really understand that.
Don't they pretty much know what the money's going to be? I don't understand.
Well, they do know what the projections are, especially with TV deals and ticket prices.
But
and
are
all
those
that
even
stuff.
Projections?
But then there are, you know, like the league started this new division, I don't know, 2-3 years ago. It's like the business development division. And they actually go out and invest in things. I think there was a $32 million pot that they used for startup companies, and each team kicked in $1 million to this. And if one of those things that they invest in pops, well, that's shared revenue, and that could make, but you can't plan on that, you know?
But don't they just, like you said, the projection, isn't TV like they signed a contract?
Well, they know what that is, absolutely.
And isn't that the bulk of the...
But isn't there a new one that's due in 14?
Well, it starts in 14, but what this year's cap is based on is last year's revenue. So even the 2014 network deal, that wouldn't hit the cap until 2015.
Okay.
But even still, I mean, I think the point Andy and I are trying to make is why isn't there a universal agreement among these people that should know? Well, it doesn't matter what we think.
And I don't know
all the owners should have a pretty good idea, and they seem to be really
differing opinions on it.
Different schools of thought as to how much it's going to grow.
I don't know about the owners, but, you know, there is that theory that DeMaurice Smith in the NFLPA is fluffing it up a little bit to make the players happy with the deal that they just signed.
Yeah, I'm talking about more in terms of the owners.
Yeah, who is saying it'll be a big...
There's just been different schools of thought.
Yeah, who, though?
I don't know. I'm just... The only one I can tell you for sure who's commented on it, period, is Robert Kraft.
Right, right. That's why I'm saying I don't know who said.
But there have been other people. I mean, like you always say, you know, when you kind of bounce around Twitter and you read these things, writers are commenting on some feel that it's going to grow dramatically, and others feel it's going to be a gradual one.
Right, right.
Well, the only one I've seen. No, but they're talking about owners feel.
I know, but I haven't heard who the owners are.
This feels like it's going to turn into something.
I feel,
how does that feel?
I just feel like I just need to stop talking.
Right, no. I'm honestly curious. If I had specific guys that have said, oh, we're expecting a big spike in 2014 or whatever. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, but the only one I've heard, like I said, that specifically is Robert Kraft.
That's right. I agree with that.
I mean, do you not?
I've only heard Robert's view.
But
I've not heard another view.
Are you not aware of what Andy's talking
about?
Yeah,
but to me, it's been from the player side that I've heard.
Well,
that.
It hasn't been. It hasn't just
okay,
been.
It
hasn't
so who
just
said
been
it?
From the.
I think he's doing it on purpose.
He is doing it on purpose now.
No, he's not. he's not doing it on purpose.
Inquiring minds want to know.
So, what are we invested in?
Huh?
What are we invested in with this?
I have a 401k.
No, this 32 mil. I hope it's doing better than that. This 32 million, like what?
They have
only football companies, or is it like anything?
I think it's technology that would affect the game of football. Yeah, that teams could use. Yep.
I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
Is there any place where I can read up on this?
It was announced about maybe 4 or 5 months ago.
No, I want to know like what they're using. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Doing.
What have they invested
have
in?
Have they done anything yet?
What are some examples
of that they're interested
they're
in?
They're looking at things.
New helmets? Is it like investing technology there?
In stadium technology, you know, to make that whole thing for the fans.
Like that little yellow thing with the thing?
Remember the thing they used to have in Miami with the little stats and video?
Oh,
the fan vision. Kangaroo.
Yeah.
That's an example of something that they could possibly invest in, yes.
This intrigues me.
Yeah.
Although
you
32 million
poll?
Kind of a drop in the bucket.
I did. Roger Clemens struck out 20 guys without walking anybody twice, and he doesn't make it into that list?
That was on
no-hit
performances.
Trial right now.
Kerry Wood didn't throw a no-hitter the day he struck out 20.
That's true.
Yeah. Matt Cain.
I didn't realize that. What was the best pitching performance over nine innings?
Yeah, I guess over nine innings.
Yeah. Oh, Clemens has to be on that list.
No,
he wasn't
not.
On the poll.
The Seattle game.
Kerry Wood beat him.
He did it twice.
Yeah. Oh, you'd have to put him in there, right?
One would think.
Yeah, Kerry Wood was the only no hit.
Okay.
I just saw that SportsCenter thing. I didn't watch SportsCenter this morning. I'm just seeing it now. So there's a guy who threw a perfect game and another guy who threw a one-hitter
that could be
a no-hitter?
Yeah. I don't think it should be in question.
The guy from the Mets because the third baseman might have.
Yeah, I don't understand why the third baseman would have tried to do what he did. To be honest,
yeah, does it one hand it like
but
that?
You can't give the guy an error for that.
Why?
He tried to bare hand because it wasn't an error. I mean, you try to bare hand a ball and you don't catch it cleanly. That's not an error,
right?
I saw that.
It looked
like an error to me.
Why is it not? I actually don't know. I'm asking you. Why is it not an error?
You can't assume a guy's going to bare hand a ball and throw it across the diamond.
But
it was an easy play.
No, but an error is supposed to take place on a routine ball, and it wasn't a routine ball.
Well, but wouldn't the routineness be in using the glove to get it?
He couldn't because it's a fast runner.
I'm sure he felt.
Okay, I didn't see that part.
Yeah. But he felt he needed to bare hand it to make the play.
There's probably only two people I would have done that for.
I thought he was just.
No,
hot dogging it.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
He tongue in cheek said, you know, had I known it was going to end up a no hitter, I would have tried a little harder in the first inning or something.
Oh, okay.
That play happened in the first inning?
I believe in the first, yeah.
Wow. That's tough.
Has there ever been a day like that in baseball where there's been.
Yeah, there's been two no hitters on the same day. Dave Stewart and Fernando Valenzuela in the early 90s.
Yeah. Early 90s, there was a whole run of no hitters.
Remember, on the same day? Paul was coming back from the disco when it happened.
Might have been Dennis Martinez.
I think Dennis Martinez was one of them.
Might have been one of them. It might have been Fernando and Dennis Martinez.
Yeah, that's right.
El Presidente.
Dennis is the brother of the Red Sox pitcher.
Yeah, no.
I heard you on the phone yesterday say Darryl Johnston. Oh no, not him. He's a baseball player. He's a football player, Fred.
Was a football player.
What's the matter? You're not going to yell at him now?
No, he's right. Because I remember saying it.
And you didn't want to correct yourself a second time.
There wasn't a Darryl Johnston baseball player.
Well, former manager of the Red Sox in 75, Darryl Johnston.
I knew there was a guy.
Still not Johnston.
Who were you thinking of?
I was thinking of a baseball player. No, I really was.
I love it when his voice cracks mid.
He just told me I was right, though. And then
he doesn't Paul even gave believe him. His yeah. own crack.
You said I was right until Paul gave you the out, and then you took the out Paul gave
you. No, you're
but
right.
Even then, it was a manager. It wasn't even a player.
No, I was thinking at the time of, there's a baseball player named Darryl Johnston. I wasn't thinking of Moose
Johnston.
So you
decided to come up with a Darryl Johnston.
Right.
And they're not booing. It's Moose.
Bob writes in, guys, longtime podcast listener, never get to listen live. Love the show. Even got my wife to listen on vacation. She laughed at me for laughing out loud. Andy,
she's not laughing with you. She's laughing at you.
Andy asked Fred about the weights Coco Fitness gives you to lift. I did it for a while. It was great. They start you off on the basis of your periodic strength test and incrementally upwards as you go on. However, you can increase your weight at any time, and it takes that as your new baseline as you proceed. If it's too easy to lift something, you should manually increase it. I didn't know that for a while. It wasn't progressing as well as I should have. So, but
Do you do all this on like a touch screen, or do you actually change weights?
No. Well, you change weights, but
like with a pin, the old-fashioned way.
But after each rep, you touch the screen to go to the next exercise. So, like last night, within a 32-minute period, I had 9 different exercises that I did 2 or 3 reps of, sets of each.
Do you have to go to different machines or it's all?
No, it's all on one machine. You change all these attachments and everything.
Fred, why don't you get this for home?
Well, it's a big machine.
You can get a Bowflex.
You need a room for it. What?
Bowflex. You have a big like a Bowflex. Basement.
See Fred on those
lower levels. There's no room in it.
Fred's had them.
Are you seeing results?
Fred's had everything you can think of.
Can't you?
Are you? No, that's why I'm asking.
He said...
this morning he said...
That's good stuff.
I used to be able to reach around my wrist with my fingers and touch. I can't touch them anymore.
No, I do feel,
Are you doing it to lose?
Can't you?
Both. Tone and... I'm not doing. I don't want to do what knuckle hit.
What ignores yeah, lower body?
Yeah. He wants to be Lou Ferrigno.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I just want to be in shape.
No, you want to gain size.
No, I
you
don't.
Want mass.
No,
you want to gain
mass.
That is
not true. Oh, if yes, I were doing that, I'd be doing a lot more low reps. I don't do any low reps. It's all high reps.
But it's big weight.
I spent 4 hours at the gym instead of 3.5.
But it would be big weight no matter what. I'd be just doing bigger weight with lower reps.
You want the big results?
No, if I wanted the big results, I wouldn't be running 6 miles every day. I want to be in shape.
Every day?
No, not every day.
once a month.
No. Every other day I run at least 4 miles. And if I were doing that, if I were looking to add mass and strength, I wouldn't be doing that. I want to be in shape.
But on that subject,
I don't want to breathe heavy like you when I sit at the microphone.
James, that's just the way I breathe. I'm not out of breath.
The guy I was sitting next to yesterday at the press conference. I didn't think that guy was going to make it till the end.
Hey, Freddie, James Pettigrew says he found your computer workout and he sent in an audio file for you to listen to.
Oh, okay, let's hear it.
Welcome, Fred. Let's work out, you fat bastard. Let's put 50 pounds on the bench. Ready? Lift. Looking good, tough guy. And down. Good form on that lift, Fred. I'm getting wood. Burn those fat shoulders, tubby. And down. Oh, Fred, you're such a man. We both know you beat Andy at the push-up contest. Lift.
Lift.
Oh, Fred, if only you weren't married. And down. Well done. That's our 3 repetitions done. See you tomorrow, sexy.
Good. That's funny.
I think it'd be good, though, if it did talk. And
it
like,
doesn't talk.
And
it talked trash? Dave,
yeah, something.
Doesn't talk.
Like Siri has a little edge
if
to her.
If you take too long between,
does she really?
Yeah.
If you take too long between reps or sets, it'll start beeping at you.
Oh, and you don't want it to beep.
It'll say, "Do you want to skip this set or do you want to continue?"
Fat boy. It would be better if it said, "Do you want to skip this set, fat boy?"
No, but sometimes like you're changing.
Get the lead out of your
ass. Something and you
save the drama for your mama and Porsche.
Wow.
Wow.
You don't think that'd be funny?
He's not even.
No. You just like the beeps.
I just like getting a good workout in, all right?
Then you shouldn't be using that.
Just give me a break. Just give me a break, will you?
He gets so angry.
You have to be in,
You have to do it the way he does it.
In the knothead gym.
But you act
with
like
all
you're
the other
70.
Zuba wearing
You
idiots.
Act like you're 70. You're not that old. You're barely older than Eric.
I'm working out. It's a good workout.
It's a good workout for old, decrepit
people. No, it isn't. There's not no one in
isn't
there.
Is any workout good as long as you're not
better
doing
than nothing?
But
yes.
Isn't it as long as you're not doing anything that's going to damage?
Yes.
You know,
what
hurt
he's
yourself.
Doing is better than nothing.
So
and
why
what had been
such
the alternative of buying like the perfect push up, using it for a week, putting it in the closet?
I still have it. Every once in a while, I'll break it out. You know, so it's not bad. It you know you're making fun of it, but you know you don't know, you haven't seen it. So once again, you're speaking out of ignorance.
My ass, I thought you were going to say.
Well, same thing. Head ass on you. Aaron in Sterling, Virginia. Great show today. Before I ask my questions, I want to mention two things. One, it's good that the Veet readings are over.
Thank you.
They were fun at first, but it ran its course. And two, what has also run its course is Brooklyn Matt's emails. Taking shots at Andy show after show was getting old.
Yeah.
I have to have Andy's back here. We know Andy has the brain of an undeveloped chimpanzee. We get it. But making fun of him each week is like teasing the overweight Make-A-Wish kid. It's classless, and it takes no comedic intelligence.
That's not a fair comparison. I did it once by accident. This is every week.
Additionally, us Pats fans often have to argue with stupid Patriot haters, and listening to Paul and Fred handle Andy gives us the playbook for talking to these retreads. So
they've never handled
enough. Now moving on to my
mother
question.
Handles me.
We have all wanted that dominant pass rusher. Eric in particular has been very vocal in looking for that big sack guy. No, this is legitimate.
There's no way that's legitimate.
It is. Is this person in the Patriots locker room? Eric, would it be okay juggling two medium sack guys on the field if the overall production is good? I'm just very, very concerned about this defense.
There's no way that's a legit email.
That's the greatest email ever.
No, I think it's a legitimate question.
I think it's a double. It's a legit question.
Are you satisfied with two guys being
double
okay?
Are
you satisfied with two guys?
No. Oh my God!
He's such he's an infant, he really is.
You can answer the question though, football wise.
Well, they had that last year. They had two guys who were sort of productive.
They had two guys that were very productive numbers wise,
but you didn't get the feeling that they were a dominant pass rushing team.
Correct.
So if they have what they had last year, then it's a wash. That's why I'm looking for the one guy who can do it really well. Because then at least you feel like, okay, we have something that opposing offensive coordinators need to game plan against.
Well, the ideal would be to have multiple guys that are scary.
Oh, well, sure. Yes. But
you got to crawl before you walk.
Exactly.
Let's get one first. But you might get Andre Carter if he's back. He was definitely
the better
of the two.
Right. The only exception there would be is if you start with two young guys, like say Chandler Jones can manage to get 8 to 10 sacks this year, let's just say, and you have another guy, let's just say Trevor Scott finds a way, or Jake Beckett finds a way to contribute, you know, 6 or 7, then maybe you say, okay, this looks like it's something that's building toward the future these guys could become dominant.
Sure.
We could have
two
dominant ends. I'd be okay with that, but I don't want to keep signing these, you know, retread free agents who have done it maybe once or twice, have sort of started. I want to get somebody who's thought to be a legitimate prospect at that position, or comes in or get the free agent star who you know is going to produce.
No, I hear what you're saying. I think that I like the thing I'm most excited about is all the different guys they brought in, and I'm with Andy here. I'm not fully embracing it all until I see production on the field, but I think they have some guys with different skill sets that can impact that front seven. You know, whether you're talking about a Hightower who can play inside, maybe he goes outside, maybe he's in sub packages somewhere, even Finene, who might be able to rush from the inside. Trevor Scott, we talked about earlier. Someone brought up one of the emails a comparison to Mark Anderson. Maybe he can be that kind of situational guy. I like all the different options, but we have to see them play.
Right.
We have to see if they can
now,
do it.
Do you think that, I know they weren't in pads, do you think from the limited looks that Bill has had so far through the OTAs and this minicamp that he doesn't know, but he has maybe a little idea of how he wants to use these guys now, or is he still as
an idea how he wants to use them? Yes.
Well,
how they will work.
They can
no.
use
no,
them.
No, no, no. Obviously, but now he's seeing. Do you think that you can get anything? Oh, okay. This guy's a little quicker off the edge than I thought. Maybe I want to do.
Yep.
You think he can get that?
A little. Not a lot.
Yeah, because
and that can be wiped away with a couple days in pads.
Right. You know, it's like Jake Beckett came off the edge in one of the minicamp practices, I think, and like a bat out of hell, just right around the corner for a safety. There's no pads on.
Right.
You know, who knows if it's the same thing when there's pads on.
A lot of guys return kickoffs for touchdowns with no pads on.
Ironically, a lot of guys do it with pads on in training camp, too.
Yes, but...
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, to get the edge on a tackle with no pads on is not the same as when Matt Light, you know, is punching you back,
right.
You know, back in the day.
And the one problem I have is I don't think Mark Anderson was that good. I think he got good thanks in part to Andre Carter. Mm. They had a thing going where it seemed like Carter would kind of get in there, flush him out. I think Carter was way more consistent. And if Trevor Scott's just as good as Mark Anderson was without the Andre Carter,
he could benefit.
Then he won't be... What?
He could benefit from the same
without, thing. Without. If he's saying without.
If he's only as good... If Mark Anderson had been here without Andre Carter, I don't think he would have been
as good. He doesn't have that guy flushing the quarterback.
Right. I think they had a decent little duo going late in the year there.
Although Anderson, to his credit, after...
Yes.
After Carter got hurt, Anderson did step it up a little bit in those last few games.
And Wonstadt's raving about Anderson. Quickest feet he's ever had in a guy recently or something. Mm-hmm. And he did really say it like that, just so you know. Like, kind of made it sound bigger than it was.
Ever had recently.
He did say
ever had recently?
So it was something like that.
The Alaskan Cowboy Wyatt Dodge writes in, to make the top 100 on that list, the players write down their top 20, but who knows?
Whoa.
They write down their top 20.
So all these fullbacks that were on the list and Tim Tebow were in somebody's top 20?
Right. So there is, if that's the case,
Paul doesn't buy it.
Then there has to be
he didn't
some,
want to express that on
there
the
has
air.
To be some filling in from the league.
I'd imagine no way somebody had Tim Tebow in their top 20 football players.
They talked about this last year, too. They said the same thing. And Wyatt's right. I know that's there's no way they got 100 different players. Right.
I'm now calling into question the credibility of this list, whether it's just actually
forgetting about Andy brings a great point about the various guys that would not make anybody's top 20 list.
Right.
I don't think they probably got 100 different guys by asking for a top 20.
Right. It's impossible to do.
Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe they did. It is possible, but.
It's not possible. I don't think they did. I don't think the players are involved.
Do you think they
I think they come to the players with the list and then ask them to talk about
it. It's filler, is what it is.
Or do you think they give them, like, you know, we're going to give you a slot of 10 players. This is, you know, 100 to 91.
You watching the Azuri?
Rate these guys in that order.
But I don't. No.
They give them blocks.
There's something
of 10s
flawed with this list. There's something they're not telling us. I don't think it's on the up and up.
Well, I'm saying, like, the NFL gives them a block of 10.
Yeah, but that's not really, you're picking the list for them. You've decided who the top 10 are. You decided who the top 20 are. You decided who the, that's
right.
Not
I'm
fair.
Agreeing with you on that.
So the list is a fraud. You're agreeing with me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He also wants to know, did we ever get a player to replace Mike Hartline?
No, there's only three quarterbacks.
Right?
No.
Well, yeah, Chris Sims.
And also, is Hightower and Jones both starters this year, or will they rotate?
I'm not sure either will start.
Yeah, I don't
think so. I think
not.
They'll both definitely rotate.
I agree.
I mean, they may have starts, quote unquote. I don't think either will be a starter.
Okay.
Italy, Croatia, tied at one.
Ended in a tie.
Oh. Yeah.
So that girl in Portland who does the sportscast can be accurate this time.
It actually does.
It came down to the last 20 seconds.
Right.
On now to professional hockey.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Melvin's in Tennessee. Hey, Melvin.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. We're just talking football and everything else.
Great. I got to ask the question. What's the update as far as the defensive back goes? You know, it's been McCourty, Arrington, Sterling, rather. I mean, it's a lot of people. Especially with the new additions. I just want to know what's going on as far as who's starting out there and what potential do I see with the defensive backs this year? As far as cornerback goes.
Well, we talked about this last week, and I think the projection is Gregory and Chung in the middle at the safety spots. Mm-hmm. And then you got McCourty and Arrington right now at cornerback with maybe Rozai Dowling nipping at somebody's heels for cornerback.
Or most of the reps, I think
Dowling
is
as
the starter,
other corner.
And
Arrington
is
the
fifth,
slot.
The nickel, the
slot. Nickel?
The star, so
okay.
to speak.
And I would say the most noteworthy thing of that so far is it looks like McCourty is, I mean, it doesn't look like, he's been exclusively a cornerback in what we've been able to see.
Right. Left cornerback.
So that's
correct.
Yeah, that's the way it's looking.
And I will say, I have read a lot. James Walker was on the bandwagon. Your guy, Greg Bedard, was on the bandwagon that Dowling has blown so far in the spring. I haven't seen enough to say that he's really struggled that much.
So
what about Will Allen, people like that, and the guy from the Jets we signed? Are they even contributing, or what's going to be their role?
Will Allen's played a lot of safety.
Yeah, yeah, and he's been inside and sub packages a lot. He's made some plays.
Oh, yeah, he's got his hand on some balls.
Yeah, he's made some plays. He picked off Brady, I think, yesterday. I want to say yesterday, but he's been involved. Marquise Cole, I have not seen a whole lot of.
What number is he?
23. Yeah,
23. Yeah. Okay, that was my main concern. I know there's been a lot of talk about receivers, but I'm equally, if not more, concerned about those defensive backs.
Oh, yeah.
You're not alone. Right. Melvin, you're right to have that as a concern. Absolutely. They finished 31st or 32nd against the pass for, what, 3 years in a row now? 2 years? At least two.
Yeah, I don't want to be a doomsday kind of guy, but Devin McCourty hasn't looked good to me. I've seen this him getting passed over.
Agree.
The same kind of thing.
Yeah. Yep. Brandon Lloyd ran right by him yesterday and on a deep ball, and Brady put it right there for Lloyd for a touchdown.
That play in the back corner of the end zone where he was kind of there, but his back was to the ball, and the guy just went up and got it and then turns around, and who is it?
Now, with Trevor Devin Scott McCourty. Moving to safety, will that help?
No, but Trevor Scott getting some pressure on the quarterback would help.
Good, Fred.
I'll tell you who's been somewhat active as a safety is Tavon Wilson.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. Although he missed yesterday.
Second round pick.
There you go.
He missed yesterday's workout.
All right.
What about Sterling? You know, if he feels like he's
I saw him make a play yesterday during the workout.
Yeah,
he cut
knocked in front of Brady for a
should have had a pass.
Pick. Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure, that's who it was.
27.
If he steps it up, do you think next year? Do you think McCourty could possibly? I don't know. Would they still sign him after his rookie contract? Do you think?
If he was as bad as he was last year, probably not.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's what Fred's anticipating.
All right, Melvin, thanks for the call.
Sorry, Melvin, that ended on a downer.
Melvin in Tennessee.
I think almost every area of defense is in the same boat. I like a lot of the things that they did to address problems, but we have to wait and see if it works. You can't just automatically assume that the problem is solved through numbers. I think that they've addressed some of the issues they've had. Now let's see if the talent is good enough to rectify it.
Did they get playmakers?
Yeah.
Johnny writes in. He says, my name is Johnny from California. I'm a huge fan.
Why did he say it like that? Oh,
okay. Did he say to read it like that?
No, but whenever Johnny, you know, say it ain't so, Johnny. You know, it's like the old, you know, no?
What the hell are you talking about?
Isn't that just,
it's right. Say it ain't so, Joe.
Oh.
Never mind.
Anyway, Johnny from California. I'm a huge fan of the Patriots. I'm finally getting the opportunity.
Voices in the head. Gotta go.
Finally getting the opportunity to attend Gillette Stadium for the Patriots 49ers game in December.
Nice.
I'm so excited, and I want to get the best experience possible because I don't know when I will get to return. I want to get some great seats and was wondering how the best way about going to get them. Also, for the first time going there, where or what places are must or go see? I would also like to meet you guys. Is that possible?
No.
I listen to you all the time.
Lunch.
And I absolutely love you guys. Keep up the great work, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Does Regards, Johnny have a hot one?
Johnny.
Look for the red velvet ropes and then check for Andy behind them.
Yeah, now you don't have tickets already, so that's
going to be a problem.
Although with December games, sometimes they become available.
As luck would have it,
Dude
just came available.
In terms of
if I were doing that, I would definitely stay at the Renaissance. I would just, so I can get drunk, enjoy the game, walk back, have dinner at Patriot. I would.
The Renaissance is the hotel on property.
I'd take advantage of being, because it's not the same. It's not like you're in a downtown area where you can just stumble out of the game, go for dinner. But it's close.
Close
it's a
enough.
Mini version of that.
Safer. Right.
I think that's what I would do. At least the night
of the
game.
Yeah, the night of the game.
You know, I might want to fly into Logan,
right.
Stay in Boston on Saturday,
right.
And then Sunday stay at the Renaissance.
Check in on Sunday.
Yeah. Go to the game.
Yep.
I think there's an opportunity for fans for a little one-day vacay here.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Although, if you're coming all the way from San Francisco, is that where you said you were coming from?
California. Seeing San Francisco.
You definitely want to see Boston.
Yes.
You got to get into Boston.
But in terms of the game day experience,
I
think you can have
here.
A nice little experience.
I would stay in Boston for the week or wherever the days leading up to the game, but then move your hotel to the Renaissance for the game.
If you get a ticket.
Right.
Or he could be looking to, buy...
Yeah. StubHub.
I mean, if
Ace
money's
ticket.
Not an object,
oh, sorry,
you can
Ace
get
ticket.
If money's not an object, he can get a ticket, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cody wants to know.
If you don't mind where they are, call me.
Cody wants to. Cody wants to know how Eric's night with Ray Ray was. Did you have a night with Ray Ray?
She offered it.
In his dreams.
Oh, he's looking down. He's not talking.
She offered
he
it.
He didn't. We know he didn't. In his dreams. Did you have a dream? Because I would. If she offered herself up to me, there's no doubt I'd have a wet dream that night. No doubt in my
mind. We understand what you meant by dream. You didn't have to spell it out, Andy.
So you didn't?
He has to spell everything out.
I know.
But you
I
didn't?
Know.
Is that where we're stuck at here?
Didn't have a dream, no.
No?
Oh, so it wasn't a dream. It was real. It was reality.
It was Real. Fred's in soccer mode.
Hunter?
Real Madrid.
Ray Real. That's it.
So things went well.
They didn't go bad.
Lee?
Good.
This English major over here.
He's wringing his hands like some mad genius villain, you know?
Was Ray Ray at the event last night?
If you had a pussy in your a pussy cat in your lap, then you would
and all that.
You would be the guy from James Bond.
Yeah, he said it.
Ron Jaworski's top 30 quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yes.
Number 30.
Marked it.
Tim Tebow.
I don't agree.
Sam at Chicago.
I'm with Jay Glazer.
He's not last.
That means there are seven starters who aren't as good.
Who's not as good as him?
I don't know. Blaine Gabbert's ahead of him, so he's saying there are two people worse than Tim Tebow and Blaine Gabbert. That's
maybe,
hard to believe.
Seattle?
Matt Flynn?
Matt Flynn?
Yeah, yeah, Matt Flynn ahead of.
Is Jamarcus Russell still in the league?
Tavares Jackson?
Well, that's who I was thinking of, Tavares Jackson.
But he had
Seneca
Flynn.
Wallace.
He had Matt Flynn at 26.
Colt McCoy, does he not like him?
Colt McCoy is probably behind.
Possible.
Cleveland probably doesn't have one on there.
Carson Palmer?
He can't
be
on that.
No, Joe's would have him higher.
Carson Palmer getting a lot of run out of a resume that's about 8 years outdated.
Agreed, but he's still. Yet,
he's I know, still, but he came but in and won games with the Raiders.
He's still better than those
Every
guys.
Time I saw him play, he threw like three picks.
Oh, no, he didn't play well with the Raiders last year, but he's still better than those guys.
Jake Locker?
I'm not sure if he is now.
No.
Is he
come on.
Would you put Locker or
well, I don't think
though?
You call Tim Tebow
yeah,
the worst player.
What is this list? Is this just quarterbacks? Not starters?
Yeah. No, he said it just said Ron Jaworski's top 30 quarterbacks in the league.
So does he have Sanchez ahead of him?
He well, didn't have Sanchez hasn't come up yet.
Hasn't come up.
It was only like 30.
That would be, interesting. If Sanchez is one of them, that would be.
And Blaine Gabbert's ahead of him.
Yeah.
Blaine Gabbert was 29.
My goodness, can you imagine if he put Sanchez behind Blaine Gabbert?
Who is I'm trying to figure out the two starting or two quarterbacks that aren't.
Well, look at all the
Cleveland's teams. Probably one of them.
McCoy?
He probably figures Cleveland's quarterback isn't better than that.
Oh, it's Whedon right now.
Whoever it is. Seneca Wallace.
I think
Colt McCoy
is better than Tim Tebow.
I do too.
Light years.
I do too. But I'm admittedly basing that on one game, the one he played against the Patriots.
Right.
Because he looked good that day.
I'll base it on the same thing. Two games. Tebow sucked against the Patriots, just like he sucked against everybody else.
Sam in Chicago says, I know football media is mostly speculation at this point, but do you agree with the Patriots being ranked number one in a fictional power ranking from Bleacher Report because, quote, for one, I believe the addition of Brandon Lloyd will make their offense virtually unstoppable. As we saw late in the playoffs, the way to beat the Patriots is to not waste resources dealing with a deep threat. With Lloyd in the fold, using that strategy is asking for trouble. So
I don't think there's anything wrong with having the Patriots number one in a power ranking.
Certainly not in a fictional one. In a real one, it might be problematic.
Well, because you might, think that someone else should be there. But
I haven't done the Wilson-Hart Power Index yet.
I feel like it's a team that was already among the elite and really lost very little off of what they had last year and theoretically have added to the puzzle. And, Lloyd is one of the pieces. I don't know how much better the offense can be. I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is going to be.
Depends what game.
But I have no problem with putting them number one in the power rankings.
The offense can be better in big games.
Canadian Mike in Florida writes it, in homage to the NFL Network's top 100 list, here is my top 10 PFW personalities. Number 10, Lindsay Petrucci. Let's face it, she was the token chick.
Hello, everyone.
Number 9, good enough. It was Kevin. Good enough to beat out Lindsay, and that's about it. Number 8. Brian Lowe, hot dogs and sausages.
Hot dogs and sausages.
Obviously his best stuff. Number 7 through 5 is void because I only have 7. Number
you
4.
You didn't beat out on me.
Void beat him out.
Number 4, Eric. Sometimes I wish you stayed in Europe. Number 3.
So do I.
Andy, douche.
I beat Eric.
Number two, Paul, the first time I saw a picture of you, I said, yeah, that's about right. And number one is Fred. Let's face it, the Jewish guy is always on top.
Oh, Fred, are you going to give
Same
everybody...
Same way he got his freaking job.
Fred, are you going to tell everybody the secret?
But I'm not Jewish.
that would make me number one, then, if that was the case.
You're less than void.
There will be a follow-up show directly following this email and the reaction show directly following that email and another. Well, you get the idea. Oh. All in good fun, of course. I love you guys. Look forward to the show every week.
Great email.
You like some of it.
Mostly because you had me ahead of Andy.
That is good. Let's see. Somebody writes in, will Hernandez switch his number back to 85?
No. That's a stupid question.
Didn't we were 81 in Florida.
Didn't we? Oh, yeah. We answered this last show.
Yeah, when I posted
My guess is no, because he wore 81 in Florida.
How do you know he didn't want 85 at Florida and was already taken?
I don't. That's why I said my guess is no.
Because when they did the number change last year, that was asked, and he said that he liked 81 better anyway.
My guess is that he would stick with 81 because he couldn't have that when he got here because Moss was still here.
Correct.
Shay and Helena writes in, did we ever find out how Eric's date with the Eiffel Tower went? Anyway, I love how it was 6 years and then it was 8 years and now it's nearing a decade. But the sad part is it's probably true.
Don't listen to anything Andy Hart says.
Shay and Helena.
Good
Eric's,
for him.
Eric's really or taking her. The last name thing. Don't listen to anything Andy Hart says.
Right.
Eric Scalavino. He actually had a more emotional connection with the Louvre.
John in Maryland writes in, what's up with the seven tight ends? Are we going to carry five of the Louvre roster and use them all as blocking wide receivers in the running game? Well, right now, so many guys are hurt. That's why they're bringing in guys like Bo Scaife. So I would imagine they won't carry more than three.
Right.
Once they.
Do you think Bo Scaife even comes to training camp?
Depends if Fells is healthy.
Depends on the health.
Good chance, no. But, yeah.
If they don't have the bodies, then yeah. But otherwise, no, because he's a terrible camp body because he can't stay, like,
it's a
moving.
Terrible body, period.
Yeah. Well, his career was over until it wasn't.
I know.
Scott writes in, I have a nasty case of jock itch or swamp ass, if you may. My doctor would not give me any oral treatments for it. And he even says in parentheses, watch it, Andy. So a coworker told me to use Gold Bond, and now my nether regions are on fire. I guess I should have puckered up before putting the harmless-looking baby powder on my tuchus. I assume that if my genitalia does not melt away, I am still a man. I will need some better advice. Can one of the listeners give me a suggestion? I will stand until I am able to sit waiting for a response. The Gold Bond green is particularly...
I knew he'd have an answer.
Yeah.
Well, use baby powder, not the medicated baby powder.
There's two Gold Bonds. There's the Gold Bond and the gold, and then there's Gold Bond green, which is the extra strength.
I thought there was a blue one, too, Freddie.
Oh, is there a blue one?
That's foot powder.
Yeah, that's a foot powder.
Definitely don't want to put that on
there. Yeah, that'll hurt.
Yeah, the Gold Bond green will give you a sensation. I actually enjoy it, but...
Don't you use, like, dry balls or something?
Fresh balls.
I knew he used something.
There's also a stick. There's like
Are
a
you
saddle
me?
Stick.
No,
it's deodorant for your crotch.
There's a product out there called Fresh Balls, and it's specifically for that area, and it works wonders. It's great. It's
now,
great.
It's a deodorant?
Sometimes I come on the show, and I wonder where the camera is and what I'm being filmed.
I'm going to do
the
ladies in the audience a favor and ask, what does it taste like if you put this on your nether region?
I don't know what it tastes like.
Well, that's a consideration. Why would you be asking him what it tastes like?
No, like what?
Good point.
But isn't that an issue?
In case someone's...
If you want your testicles to smell good, it's probably because you think somebody might be moving around your testicles.
No, this is strictly for comfort.
Oh, I thought it was for like...
No, it's not a fragrance.
Cologne.
In fact, there's no fragrance whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
This is strictly to keep it dry down there. And it works. It really does work.
I mean, if he had some fresh balls,
what?
Do you get swamp ass?
Sure.
I think everybody gets swamp ass.
Who doesn't?
I hate getting swamp
ass. Men, women, children, doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. That's like why this stuff is really good. It's called Fresh Balls.
Can you imagine him? If he had fresh balls on the High Point campus, he'd be in heaven.
And the same company makes a product called Fresh Breasts for women.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
So it's for the underboob?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gross.
Yeah. Like Andy has.
There's nothing worse than underboob sweat.
Oh, God.
Now, it's always the last 10 minutes of the show. How does this always happen?
Because let's do another hour. They cancel practice. Let's do another hour.
If you want male grooming tips, there is no better show.
Can we do another hour?
No.
No, let's
But only from you. You're the only one who seems to know about any of these things.
No, you people are just too hung up to talk about it. That's it.
No, I don't use fresh balls.
I've never heard of
fresh balls.
I've never heard of that product.
Nor have I heard of Kevin's ball deodorant stick that he was talking about.
But even like all the other, like the Gold Bond powders and stuff, I've heard of all of those, but
it's like you never used
baby powder?
No. I mean, as an adult, no.
I use some. Wait a minute. You don't use any kind of talcum or baby powder.
1850?
Why not?
I don't. What do I need it for?
Sometimes I get the swamp and like a little something.
I get that
a,
diaper
I get powder.
Rash,
yeah, my
oh,
ass.
And like sometimes like a rash, day. After,
a little discomfort, so I'll powder my ass.
A little chub rub?
Yeah, after you take a shower. What?
What did he say?
What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute now.
What's he talking about?
This guy's talking about That's products called Fresh Balls. This guy is asking the ladies how it tastes. And you're getting mad at me for saying chub rub.
What does that mean, though?
I know.
The little rash you get on the side of your leg when you're all swampy.
Oh, is that what that's
called? Which, yeah, I get it like every other day. It's
you
got
to get powdered up.
I don't have that problem.
I do have
a swamp ass problem.
You know, if you're like, if you're in the car too much and you have swamp ass and like, you know, you get essentially the same thing that you get like in between your legs and your ass. It's called monkey butt.
See, I have that. Sometimes when I have diarrhea a lot, my butt gets irritated. I got to powder up a little.
Well, you got to wipe.
No, I do, but it just gets so raw. You got to powder up and get it to heal.
You know, you see.
Now what are you mad at?
Paul is mad at somebody.
Because I just got yelled at for saying chub rub, and you guys are having these conversations.
We didn't know what that meant. I thought it was something else.
I refer to it as like diaper rash. That's
yes.
I put Desitin on it. Works.
Desitin, that's annoying.
No, I was more.
They've been around
as a Jerry Sandusky.
Kevin's living.
I was
like
more interested in the amount of products you guys used. Do you use all this stuff too?
I don't use anything except deodorant.
You get that
and powder.
In there.
You just said powder.
I don't have these problems as
baby
often. I guess.
I
don't
take
cod liver oil too, or
maybe it's because I'm out of shape.
I just carry my Desitin around with
me. But I'm in shape and I don't have these problems.
You're a little itty bitty guy.
What does that mean?
I
would assume Paul
was. I have nothing other than he put a nickel-plated pistol in his mouth and blew away.
Generally, fat
no
people
longer with
have
us.
More of these problems, don't
oh,
they?
Yeah. There's more folds and rolls.
I'm the fattest one here. I don't have that problem.
There's all, like, bacteria civilizations.
Paul,
that
I don't think you're the fattest one here.
I took over for you.
I think we got a new winner in that
category. I think you're third.
I do, too. I just don't want to lose my job over
the computer's not doing its job? Is that what you're
saying? No, because it only beeps twice or whatever and doesn't yell at him.
RJ from Colorado writes in, what's up, guys? Fred, if you need to excuse yourself after reading this email to drop the kids off at the pool, tell the clowns you work with they better not have a problem with it, since Belichick doesn't. Another thing it looks like Belichick may not have a problem with is adding guys to the tight end spot. I know Herman was placed on IR, and we need the bodies to fill tight end in camp, but picking up Ballard seems like a depth move if he gets healthy. But could he also be building depth to give Hernandez a shot on the outside early in the season? We all know a big, fast, physical wide receiver is a need for this team. Might Hernandez? Ballard isn't playing this year, so this has nothing to do with the depth for this year. So let's.
And I'd also say that, not that it is pertinent because of what you just said, but Hernandez wouldn't be a big, fast, physical receiver on the outside. Hernandez can serve as a slot receiver because he's a very athletic tight end, but as a wide receiver on the outside, he would not be a big, fast guy.
No, he's
would
not.
You guys all agree at that?
Agreed. Yes. He's not explosive at all.
He's quick, and he has good moves in the middle of the
field.
He's
very athletic for a tight end.
Yes. Right. So, sounds like this show has run its course.
I wanted to do another hour.
Oh, I was just tweeting.
What were you tweeting about?
Nothing.
You sent an empty tweet?
No, there's nothing. It's personal.
Oh.
You're tweeting personal things?
Yeah.
Not really. That's
yeah.
not really
He's
a good idea.
He's getting women.
Yeah.
Strippers said, at Jumbo Heart wants to be in shape. Well, how's your diet, dude? That's 80% of it. And I said, screw you.
Well, you haven't been eating well lately?
I never eat
lately.
Well, you
when
usually,
has he ever eaten well?
You didn't see him inhaling those buffalo wings?
You're off and on.
Yeah. But I work out so that I can eat. I work out so I can eat and not look like Paul.
That was a shot right there.
He just
no, it's actually. I wish I could do what Paul does. Never do a damn thing, eat crap, and be somewhat overweight.
I don't work out.
He's in good shape for a guy that
I don't work
eats
out every day like you
do,
but I do some things.
What do you do?
I play basketball.
Ball. When?
Well, not right now, but I played all winter and all spring.
Not right now.
Yeah, but
season's you stop
over.
At the Cheesecake Factory on the way home for a double Weston barbecue
no,
burger.
No, that's the next night. Don't confuse it.
All right, well, that's going
to
be it for this edition of
Why
PFW
do we have
in
to
Progress.
Stop when it gets fun?
Mini camps are over. OTAs are over, but PFW in progress goes on. We'll see you next Tuesday. We'll see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.